Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. We're going to try that one more time.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk?
Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue
and Esther. Hey, everybody.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. It is Friday night. You know what time it is, September the 27th, 2013. Can you believe we are already in the month of September? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's October practically. So, yeah.
Truth be told, we are in the spring already of next year. Really want to get technical about it. But peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to Remix. 646-652-2711 is that number to call. Lock it in, because it's been that way for a very long time. Lock it in so you can have the number to call. Also want to let you know the chat room is open so you can get yourself on over. Come on and join us in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Esther's in the chat room. Sister Munya's in the chat room. And the whole Remix family is in the chat room. So you're more than welcome to come on over and join us and the rest of the Remix family in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and that's going to get you in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome and welcome for joining us here live in the forum for the first time. If you're a guest and you're in the chat forum, it's real simple, like really simple and easy, and not too many things in our life are simple and easy together, but it is really, really simple and easy. All you have to do is click the button at the bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, come on in, and you can chat just like that. You're in with the Remix family, and they're definitely going to make you feel right at home and welcome. So, you guys, everybody is here. It is Friday night, and it's a lot going on.
Yeah, it is. A whole lot.
whole lot going on. Want to give some shouts out to everybody out there listening from all over the world. I see you guys. We're going to do our international shouts out in just a moment as we get into our share tonight. I do want to remind you guys, where is it? Hold on, Esther. Where is it? Where is it? Hold on.
Yes.
I do want to remind you about Self-Invested. And for those of you who are not familiar with what self-invested is, let me go ahead and give you the skinny on it, okay? Self-invested is a workshop. It's a program. Self-invested is really one of those things that kind of go against the status quo. So if you want to kind of get yourself outside of the box and you want to go so far left to the other side of the box that your ass can't see a box and there ain't no box around and you can't even remember what a box is, get self-invested. Hundreds of you guys have become self-invested. Self-invested, you can sign up. We have speakers from all over the world, all walks of life, brothers and sisters who have come in. And, of course, you know the greatest investment you can make in yourself, well, the greatest investment you can make is one in yourself, is to become self-invested. And we cover a wide range of topics. And so everything underneath the sun, the moon, cosmos, the world is one of those things that we cover. So we cover all kinds of subjects, everything from the occult, everything from magic, everything from family issues, everything from all over the world. We cover those things. We cover those things and we do it in a very, very unique way of doing it. And we have brothers and sisters from all over the world who come in and speak in self-invested. Of course, myself, Brother Wayne Chandler, of course, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. These are some of the people who will be coming up in self-invested. Brother Bilal, Bilal the Experience, have been teaching numerology, so subjects like numerology, astrology, talking about magic. The Goddess Rainwater just came and dropped the hot cat class on candle magic, how to do it. And we don't just talk about how to do it. We actually get into doing it. We also have the Mastermind series that we're going to be kicking off in the month of October. And so for everyone who is self-invested, you definitely want to get yourself into that, all of you magic makers, because that class is literally going to be out of this world. So if you want to find out more about becoming self-invested, all you have to do is email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com, and put in the tagline self-invested, and that you want to find out more information, and we could send it to you. We have some great brothers and sisters coming up for self-invested, and I cannot tell you, they are so excited. I am so excited. Just for everything that we share. Typically, the classes are on Saturday. And also, I want to let you guys know our sacred space at this time is being created by a very magical and powerful creatress at this time for those of you self-invested. So you will be able to go in, do your magic, listen to any of the past classes and all that other great jazz stuff. Those things are going to be coming up for self-invested. I wanted to share that. How are you doing, Esther? How's your week been?
It's been a very busy week and a lot going on in work and personal life. It was a lot of different pulls at me this week. So it's been a lot of me having to kind of recognize and let everybody else know, like, what I can do and what I can't do, and what I'm not going to have a part of and what I am going to have a part of, because there's lots of different pulls and lots of kind of, you know, it's kind of like when people just kind of see, you know, that you can do one thing, they just extrapolate it and be like, oh, you can do all of that, and be like, nah, I do this, you know. So it's been a lot of that, but still a very good week and still, you know, definitely a lot of good things going on, but just being pulled in a lot of different directions.
Yeah. I can, you know, I definitely can feel that. And that's a theme that really came across very strong with all the brothers and sisters that came into readings with this week. Still feeling a lot of that energy. You know, Brother Bilal kind of talked about that when he did the show as well. And kind of lined us up to understand about the moon and what role that plays for you in your mood, because it is something that we're dealing with every single day, every hour of the day. You know, we're going through these different transitions, you know? And so all of those things are, you know, they're so necessary too, you know? Each one of those opportunities is an opportunity for us to really just kind of step into ourselves a little bit, you know? I call it a place where you can begin to live from the inside out versus the outside in. Because living from the outside in will drive you freaking crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it really will. Well, welcome to the remake tonight, everyone. As you guys know, we're going to be doing a lot of shit here tonight, a whole lot. But first off the press, I just want to welcome you guys tonight. The title of the show, Worst Behavior. We'll get into that a little later here. I also want to remind you, it is the weekend. And so you know what happens on the weekend. This is the time that the Kim Deck orders go in. I kind of want to say this. I haven't talked about this in a while, and I think it's a good time to begin to start talking about this, is that if you have a Kim Deck and you have not gotten yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, yes. You have not gotten yourself over there, and you have not put up about the Kim Deck and how you're working with your magic and you're connecting with that, shame on you. Go over there. Make sure that you put it up. Hundreds of you all over the world have already done that. It's important that you go over there and share with us. We love to hear what you think. You guys come up with some amazing ways to work with the Kim Deck that I could not even imagine. Put those things up. Things that maybe your first card that you pull. You know, Sister Munya always kind of gets that out there when she's sending out the PDF book that goes along with it and the audio file. She will always say, you know, let us know what's the first card you pulled, you know? So definitely what we want you to do is we love reading that. We love going back over there and reflecting on it. Sister Munya is constantly over there. She's checking on you guys. She's making sure you're good to go. You're good to go for your sessions and making sure that you got your Kim decks and your orders and all of these things are going. So make sure you go back over there. Spread that love. Spread that energy all around the world. And put your mark over there, you know, so it can be over there. And whatever testimony you have, some of you have some stories that your baby pulled a card from the Kim deck and, you know, all kinds of things save your wife's life. You know, people say last night a DJ saved my life. Well, last night a Kim card saved my life. You know? So, you want to get over there and let us know what's going on in your world, how you're working your magic, because that's what it's about. You know, it's about breaking out of these status quos. And contrary to popular belief, it's easy to get into status quo. We usually only think about that when we're talking about maybe being outside of the conscious community, but there's even a status quo in the conscious community. And I kind of noticed that, like, it's a lot of energy on the planet and some of these vibrations, and even though they're necessary, I'm not saying they're not, but we're going to kind of challenge you here tonight. We're going to challenge you. You know us. We want you to get the fuck away from the box. You know, we don't want to be in the box. And it's been so much talk about fear. You understand? And if you're going to truly move away from fear, you can't focus on fear.
Right.
I'm saying, just a lot of fear at this particular time going on. People are dealing with that type of energy, and you can see it go across all religions and everything. Everybody is bringing up all of these things of fear. It is one of those earthly vibrations that are here. The other earthly vibration is the only earthly vibration. And before I talk about the only other earthly vibration, let's go back to fear. Because fear is really only for the unprepared. If you're unprepared, your ass is going to have fear. Is that fair to say? I think that's fair to say.
That is absolutely fair, yes.
That comes from being unprepared. Understand? I'm not talking about premeditation, but being unprepared. And that's what we aim to do. It is my intention here tonight. And I'm going to spell those intentions out tonight because I'm going to be doing readings here tonight. And we'll get my mood in just a moment. But funny, talk about fear. Yeah, the fear is only about it's only for unprepared. And then the other thing is about detoxing. And yes, I recognize that there is a great time for us to kind of detox our body and begin to do that. But you have to really start to think about the intention of what is it that you're really doing? Like, what are we really saying to ourselves? You see, because you have to stay ready. You have to stay ready. This is your life. You have to literally stay ready. And that's one of the things that I put up on Twitter earlier. And by the way, you guys can hit me and Esther both on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter as Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raspberry, R-A-S-B-E-R-R-Y. And then you can hit Esther up as, go on, tell him, Esther.
Miss Soul Virgo, MISSSOULVIRGO, Miss Soul Virgo.
Miss Soul Virgo. Y'all heard that. Miss Soul Virgo. So she's a Virgo with a lot of soul. That's right. So. Soul Virgo. So, yeah, it's about really being in the place of staying ready. And what I put up on Twitter earlier is that there is nothing getting ready to happen. Nothing is coming for you. You're not waiting for anything. You understand? Because it's all happening now. You have to stay ready. And this is a big part of what self-invested does, is it prepares you to stay ready in the upper world, for you to stay ready in the middle world, and also for you to stay ready down here in this lower world. And every single vibration that comes through you.
Yeah,
and that's a big premise of the remix, and also for self-invested. It's for you to stay ready. Definitely stay ready.
Be prepared. Yep. And it almost goes against everything that you learn when you, quote unquote, become conscious, or, you know, however you want to call it. If you're learning all this hot shit and if you are opening up your third eye, doing all this stuff, why would you be afraid? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even make sense. What are you on this path for, and learning everything and trying all these things, if you still going to be caught in fear? It just doesn't, you know, it really doesn't add up. So I agree 100%.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point there. You're right, because we're about really not just, not just internalizing this, but really beginning to put these things into practice. Not just
doing,
about,
yes.
It's about really getting into life alchemy. You know, it's about doing me at a cellular level. You know, Brother Bilal was talking about cells and how we're connected to those cells, and how sometimes it's easy to get locked into those cells. You know, we have cell phones. You know, we jailbreak our phones to get out of the cell. You know, when you prisons have cells, you know, our bodies have cells. So you can understand the metaphor and begin to cross-reference that. And so this is why doing the alchemy is so important. That's what the readings are for. That's what the Chem Deck is for. That's what the remix is for. That's what self-invested is for. Everything that this platform and everything that we're about, that's what it's for. It's really to help you navigate so that you can take this information. And here's the great thing. It doesn't matter where you get the information from. That's what I love about the remix, because there are so many brothers sisters from all walks of life. And even I get tons of emails, me and Sister Munya are constantly going through them, where you guys are telling us how you learn so much from a caller. So you're learning from each other. You know, we are all the remix. And when we get into this time-space reality, we really do step outside of time and space, and really go to a whole another dimension. It's a place where we share stories. You understand this is a place where people talk about being pregnant and their babies and morning sicknesses. Who was with last night? I mean, y'all are in the chat room just like really getting it in. You understand it's a place where you can be so comfortable, you know, because this is what everybody is here, you know. It's like you're with family. You know,
family,
you're always learning and always growing. So, want to talk about a couple of stories in the news. I want to tell you guys this. Did you guys hear about this story? Do you know that one of the biggest heists ever pulled off involved two things? It involved honey and it involved molasses. Excuse me. Maple syrup. Honey and maple syrup. Honey and maple syrup. Mm-hmm. You understand? Honey and maple syrup. I don't know if you guys heard about these two stories, but I just want to briefly tell you about it. But one of the greatest heists that was ever pulled off, it was in Canada. And it had to do with maple syrup. So all of our international folks out there in Canada, you guys probably remember when this story kind of broke. And they were talking about it. But what actually happened is there was this factory. I think it was outside of the main city of Canada, the capital of Canada, where what happened was there was maple syrup, okay? And remember when we did the Jack Daniel's show, you know, maple syrup was one of those ingredients in there. So it's a lot of things. And also for those of you who want to open up and you're sort of kind of having some challenges when it comes to ether energy has a lot to do with sort of kind of opening up the crown chakra, how you connect with the divine, the oneness, you know, the place where you and I, we all kind of come together. If you would get you a bowl of fruit, and take some maple syrup and just drizzle it over some roots and eat that and go into a meditation. The frequency and the vibration that is inside maple syrup is going to help to open up. And thank you, Geo Cosmic. She kind of retweeted what the story. Yeah. She retweeted the story on Twitter, so thank you for that. And it was within the last 4 or 5 months. But it will help to open up the ether energy for you. Because what happens is we have certain situations and it kind of causes stagnant energy within our body. And when I do certain readings, I read the elements within you. And that's one of the ways to open it up is with maple syrup and a bowl of fruit. You don't want to eat it too much, but you want to eat that. And that's going to really... that's really going to open up that energy for you. So I want you guys to know, here's the story with the maple syrup. Okay, so this happened in Canada. What happened is there was this huge factory, and they had this maple syrup, and these barrels were stacked so high inside this factory. They said it was so high that barely you could actually move yourself around. Like, it really was just like nowhere to even move around to be able to get in there. And they were stacked inside baby blue barrels. You know, I had to tease baby blue about that. Yes, there you go, Magellan. I had to tease her about that. You know, they were stacked inside baby blue barrels. And the story is actually called The Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist.
Yeah.
So what happened is one of the days, one of the guys who worked in the factory was doing his normal rounds, and he was walking through the factory, and he went to go bump into one of the barrels because it really wasn't a lot of room to walk through, and the barrel fell down. When it fell down, it was like this clear liquid that came out, so he went to go to check it out, like, what the heck? Like, what happened? Like, what's in these barrels? When they opened it up, they found that there was no longer maple syrup in there, that what was inside was water, okay? It wasn't maple syrup anymore. Now, I'm just going to tell you, am I still clear? Because I'm kind of looking at the story. A lot going on over here.
You are breaking up a little bit, but yes, we can hear you.
Okay, well, let me try to get to where I need to be. What they found is that all of the maple syrup had vanished. 6 million pounds of syrup gone, vanished. It was $18 million worth of maple syrup gone. Gone. Completely gone.
Wow.
Completely gone. $18 million of maple syrup. So somewhere out there, when you're sipping in the morning, or when you're getting yourself up in the evening, or maybe you're sitting at IHOP or the Waffle House, or the chicken in the Waffle House, and you're pouring and you're drizzling a little bit of maple syrup, you could be drizzling that $18 million worth of stolen maple syrup. Because the damn maple syrup had to go somewhere. Somebody got it. How does $18 million worth of maple syrup, 6 million pounds of maple syrup, disappear and don't nobody know where it is? It went somewhere. But, you know, just kind of wanted to put that out there for you guys. I really don't think the maple syrup disappeared. I really believe that the maple syrup was used to do some other things. And we'll have to talk
mm-hmm.
about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then also, I want you guys to know, those of you who live in China, because we have listeners in China, too. There was a big story, you know, China trying to smuggle honey into America. So they involved Europe, and they got all of these people involved because they were smuggling honey, trying to bring China honey into the U.S. So lots of things going on with syrup. And I want you guys to know that
sweetness.
Yes. This is how bad the world wants to bring sweetness in. This is really how bad. I want you to see that metaphor of that we're trying to bring the sweetness back to life. Because honey and maple syrup, those are the sweet things in life. And really, they're doing anything. They're literally, you know, doing all kinds of things so that people can truly get back to their sweetness, the pure essence, the sap.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, it comes from the tree. And it also comes from, you know, the bees. You know, the trees and the bees. We're going back to nature. So we can look at these two metaphors to really see how these things are beginning to do, you know?
Yeah,
yes. And yes, those people in the honey story, they went to prison. They in jail right now for honey. Can you imagine going home saying, well, I'm going to get locked up. What are you in here for? Because I done stole some honey.
Oh, man, it be like that sometimes. So, you know.
Honey, how many of you stole some honey? Who done stole some out there? They stole the little honey. Yes. Woo, that's going to be nice. Yes, people that stole some honey. There is lots and loves and kisses out there for those who got locked up for the honey. All they was trying to do is bring a little sweetness in the world. That's it. They was just trying to get a little sweetness in the world. They kind of got locked up for some honey. But just some funny things in the news, and then some not so funny things in the world. Not so funny things. I know you guys heard about the mall in New York City and also the mall in Kenya.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really is unfortunate that sometimes people can only see one way to express what they're feeling. And that's why it's so important to understand about worst behaviors. And we're going to be talking about that tonight so that we can understand. So I've been sending love and light to the families, to everyone for Kenya, our brothers and sisters out there. I've done readings for several brothers and sisters in Kenya and really reached out to them this week to try to connect with them to see, you know, just how they're doing and their family, and also sent love and light to them as well. And also to those in New York as well, too. Both of those happen in a setting of a mall, you know, of a mall setting. And so, you know, just know that it's important to know your magic more than ever now, to be in tune with your feelings, your emotions, what's going on with you. And that's a big part of what we're going to be talking about tonight. Depending on what side of the world you're in, this is actually the day of the goddess of knowledge. Is online, you know, the goddesses that hold knowledges, you know, goddesses like the goddess Mayat, the goddess Nephis, the goddess Oya, the goddess Nephis, and also the goddess Neet, and the goddess Sedina, and the goddess Athena. So there's many more. We know that every goddess and god truly holds knowledge, but these days we're dedicated specifically to these particular goddesses. And also the goddess of the Nile. So we have the goddesses that really tap into that water energy. We know water has a lot to do with our intuition, our feelings, our emotions. And this is a lot. Oh, and the shooting in the mall was not Kenya. My bad. My bad. It was Nigeria, I believe. Wasn't it Nigeria or was it Kenya?
Mm. Yeah.
No, it was Kenya. It was Kenya. It was Kenya. I'm pretty
sorry.
I'm sorry, you guys. You know people dropping in on me and some of those.
Kenya.
It was Kenya. And some of y'all.
Yeah, Shopping Mall in Nairobi. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, it's Kenya. Okay. And some of them is y'all ancestors and stuff, you know, dropping in, trying to tell me stuff, all kinds of things. You know? so anyway, it's important, feelings, emotions, to get in touch with that. I also want to take this time. We're going to give international shout out so we can keep moving because we got a lot of international listeners from all across the globe. And we are coming to you guys live from the planet Earth. We're coming live from the planet Earth. That's where we are tonight anyway. Don't catch us another night. It may not be Earth, but we're coming live from Earth tonight. And so let's go ahead and give some big international shout outs. It's always great to have you guys. Madagascar is live in the forum tonight. Let me tell you when I first learned about Madagascar. When did you guys first learn about Madagascar? Was it through the movie? Remember what was the zoo movie when they traveled and they went to Madagascar? Do y'all remember that movie? Come on now. Somebody got to know the movie, the cartoon. And they went
It called Madagascar?
Hell yeah.
It was called Madagascar. Right. I'm like, okay.
You know what? It was called Madagascar. And I'm going, wait a minute. So the movie is called Madagascar. And the movie Madagascar. But let me tell you, when I first heard about Madagascar, I'll never forget it. I was at work and working on a project some years ago. And this is when they used to have, like, 1-800 numbers were, like, really, really big. And every single person on the planet was calling 1-800 numbers. And you would see the TV commercials and they would be like, 1-800, blah, 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 and 1-800, this and that. Well, then they started coming out with the naughty 1-800 numbers. And guess where those numbers were coming from? So all of those numbers were coming back from Madagascar. And that's when I first found out about that little island called Madagascar. That's where a lot of those porno numbers were coming from. Madagascar. I said, now, what are they over there doing? They setting this up. Yes. It was a lot of the.
Oh, my goodness.
It was all of those sex numbers, you know? It was like, call 1-800-555, I'll be your girl tonight. You know, those numbers were going to Madagascar, and what they were actually doing is they kind of did the same thing that the Captain Crunch Freaker did. And, yes, I did a show about the Captain Crunch Freaker. I don't know if y'all remember. But anyway, they put the numbers exactly the same, like close to a business number. When you would misspell one of those numbers, next thing you know, you're on the phone with Betty or somebody, and you're trying to figure out, Betty, why are you asking me am I over 18? I'm trying to call about my light bill. Why do you need to know if I'm over 18? Because your call that got routed to Madagascar. And so parents were getting all of these bills and all of these numbers and, you know, hey, you know, that was kind of small gone bad, you know? You all right over there?
I'm okay. Yes. Oh, okay.
Okay, so love you, Madagascar. Glad you're out there listening. So we have Madagascar listening. We have Suriname listening. Where is Suriname at? Where is that country?
I don't know. That was a new one for me. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah, Suriname. We have the country of Suriname listening live tonight. Barbados is listening live tonight. We have Spain in the house. And, oh, my God, what memories of Spain, Barcelona, Tulsa.
Ah, it's in South America.
Yes, I love it.
Ah, okay.
A lot of my teenage years there on vacation alone in Spain. Okay, France is in the house tonight. We have Guyana in the house tonight, or Ghana in the house tonight. I always get it mixed up. Kenya is here, and Kenya, love, love, love to you, Kenya. The Bahamas is here. Austria is here. Australia is here. We have Germany listening live. India is in the house tonight, and I almost wanted to sing that song. You got $1 and $2 and $3. Yeah, that song, anyway. I love that. I know. I'm sorry, you guys. The Netherlands is here tonight. Love the Netherlands. Italy is here tonight. Jamaica is here. Trinidad. And Canada, South Africa, all parts of South I know, right? What the TF? Yeah. South Africa is here tonight. And, of course, the UK is in the house tonight. Big ups to the UK. And as well as all of us in the United States of America, here in the West, here in the West, here in the West, is here from every single state and every single nook and corner of the world is listening live in the remix tonight. And it's so good to have you guys here. I also want to invite you to come on over to the remix radio. To the remix radio page. And all you have to do is click like. That's going to get you in. And you'll be able to see the Remix family over there. This is where we post a lot of the goody, the good stuff. The good stuff gets posted over here. So the Remix radio page, need not be a member. You just need to get yourself on over. We have everyone listening from as young as the age 13 all the way up over 65 and plus and climbing. That will just make you feel welcome. Yes. So much energy tonight. Yes. You are so
it is. It is. And I was going to say, Miss Blue, if you wanted to sing the Indian song, you could also do a poem in Hindi because that taps into all of that as well.
You know what? You know what, Esther?
We're going to go back to that one day. We are going to go back to that, to Miss Blue doing her poem in Hindi one day. It is coming.
One day. It won't be any day soon. But one day. It will not be any day soon, but it will definitely be one day. We are live here, everyone, coming to you very, very live from the planet Earth. We're going to be talking about worst behavior tonight. We'll be getting into that. We also got some questions for you. We're going to be doing live reading tonight, but we got some questions for you. So go grab that blue ink pen and get you some paper and sit yourself down because we got questions for you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You're going to press 1 Not yet, but you guys have already done it. Oh, my God.
Already.
Where are you coming from? But you're going to press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Let us know. You have a question, and you're going to share. So this is about giving and receiving here. And so tonight, it's going to be about that. We're going to be talking about all of those things. There's really about doing the alchemy and understanding worse behavior and where we are with that tonight, celebrating all of those things, you know. And so, again, you know, when it comes to my intention for you tonight, it really is to really be able to center your energy, open you up to something maybe you have not taken a look at before, to have a new way of approaching things in your life, how you do things, giving you some tools that you can begin to work with. And, you know, really, we're going to be doing a lot of quantum stuff here tonight, you know, getting into some quantum science, some quantum energy, and just understanding what those things are about. And, Welcome to the remix. I think it's a good time to dance. So we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a little Baby Blue, if we can find her. Where's she at? Ooh. If we can find her. Let's find some Baby Blue here. Here we go. And then we're going to dance.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. Oh, we ready to dance?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Live in the remix, depending on what part of the world you're in. And we just got through dancing, and that was Daft Punk featuring Pharrell.
Daft Punk.
Daft. I didn't make him a beer. Daft Punk.
Yeah.
And Pharrell is real hot right now. Like, he's on everybody's track, and he's doing his thing. Very creative brother right there, and just kind of putting out those hits everywhere. That was really good. Move yourself to dance, which is so true, because, you know, a lot of times we feel so many constraints, you know, and in many different areas of our lives, we may have some constraints about what we can do or how far we can lose ourselves and what we can do. So it's important to know that there is other things within our DNA. When you start to think about DNA, DNA is dance and art. And when you start to get into those different creative things, those are things that open up your cell. If you want to talk about doing some cell rejuvenation, that's how you can begin to do it, regenerating energy. You're going to see a lot of this hit the media coming up. We're in regenerating time. It's time for you to begin to regenerate yourself. Brother Bilal was talking about reinventing yourself. So you're going to see a lot of these things start to come out as we get further and closer and closer towards the end of the year. It really is about that transformative time that we're all in, that the planet is in, that the cosmos is in. And you got to know how to lose yourself. Literally.
That's right.
Literally, lose yourself. You know, the image of yourself about who you think you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Of
who you think you're supposed to be. You got to lose yourself in that. And so that you can begin to tap into to you. It's not about making yourself a better person. I don't want you to get that, because I don't believe it's anything wrong with any of us here. I want you to just flirt with the idea for just a second that there ain't shit wrong with you, but there ain't shit wrong with me either. I want you to just kind of flirt with that for just a moment and think about that. Is that really, it's about all of these other things that we try to put on ourselves to say that that's where we are. You know, when we start to invest in those things of fear and we feel that somehow we came here and we're a mistake, you know, and absolutely nobody here is a mistake because it was a whole lot of odds to get your ass here. And we talked about this in the priesthood just the other night. And I'll share this part with you guys. Big ups to all those amazing, fantastic sisters.
Yes. We need to have a bell or something for the priestesshood. You know, like, I just get really excited whenever we talk about the sisters of the priestesshood.
Not to tell y'all, those are some badass sisters. Y'all think I'm badass? No, them sisters in the priestesshood, they off the chain for
beyond
real.
Beyond badass. That's right. Beyond badass. Yeah.
On that. Those sisters are amazing. I love it. I am so thankful to be in their presence, you guys' presence, and just to be able to share and just engage ourselves with it. It is so learning. It's so growing. It's so healing. And it's so powerful, too. I mean, let's just keep it 100. You know, these are some of the most intuitive sisters I have ever met on the planet. And, you know, for them to be in my presence is just a real, real big honor. And I can't wait for you guys to get an opportunity. Most of them, you know, some of them you know, some of those sisters in the priesthood, you know, they like to put on their little invisible cloak when they come out. But, you know, they out there. Trust and believe.
But they here. Yeah, they here. They here. Yeah.
They out there. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole fleet of them.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a whole fleet
that
of them.
Right.
So, but one of the things that we were talking about in the priesthood, and I was sharing with some of the sisters, is I want you to be, it's not a competition between
wow.
the self-investment.
Wow.
Y'all are so funny. But I love everybody who's self-invested too. So if I didn't give you enough kisses and hugs and kicks in the butt, let me do it. Let me do it. Okay. So one of the things that I was talking about with the sisters in the priesthood, and I'll share this with you guys as well too, is that if you knew, if you really could begin to understand this, and I want you to, I'm going to put the number down, because this is like really the only way I think I can internalize it for you. I want you to see that number right there. That's 400 trillion. And here's what I want you to know. That you coming to Earth, and this is anybody who hears this, whether you hear this show today, whether you hear it 9 years from now, 20 years from now, 400 years from now, 1,000 years from now, on the planet Earth, wherever you hear this show, this is for you, is I want you to know, well, then if that's a billion, I need to add another thing there. Okay, so I want you to know that 400 trillion, you beat the odds of getting to the planet Earth.
Yes.
So each and every single one of you listening is 1 in 400 trillion your chances of getting here. You beat that odds. So imagine if you could just empower yourself with that number for just a moment. Imagine, what could you not face? What could you not overcome after knowing that one, you done went up against odds of 400 trillion times you, and you survived? Then what possibly could you face here on this planet that you can't get over? What is it? I mean, really, it's something for you to really start to engage yourself with, to understand, to know that you made a conscious decision to come here. And this was just not some quick-ass decision where you woke up one day with slob coming out of your mouth and you said, Earth, Earth.
No.
That's not how it happened. Do you understand? That's not how it happened. Like, there was a lot of planning that went into this. That is a lot of planning. You jumped over one of the biggest hurdles in the world getting here. And you came to Earth. You said, this is where I'm going. And I'm going to get there. And I don't care if my odds of getting there is 1 in 400 trillion. I'm still going for it. So I want you to think about that. Because some of you will turn your ass back around and go back in the house if it's raining. You ain't even going outside. The odds is just rain. You like, nope, it's raining. I guess that means I ain't supposed to go. I guess that mean I ain't supposed to go, you know? Supposed to take your child to the playground. Can't find your other shoe. Guess that mean you can't go. You know, it's so many things that you will allow you to stop you from really just kind of moving yourself forward and tapping into those true things, those true desires that's within inside of you. So 1 in 400 trillion, I want you to begin to think about that. You know? That's some hell of odds right there. Really hell of odds. I mean, it almost makes that anything that we could possibly be dealing with.
It ain't that serious.
It ain't that serious. It really ain't, you know. And so that's a beautiful thing. Like I said, a lot of planning went into coming to Earth. A lot of planning. And those of us who are conscious, we made a conscious decision to bring our ass back to Earth. You know, no one didn't scoop you up in the middle of the night, blindfold your ass, and drop you off. That didn't happen. I promise you, it didn't happen. You understand? From everything, from the soul group you wanted to come in, from the womb you wanted to come out of, from who was going to be your daddy, to what were you going to focus on at this particular time. Our soul does not see our lives in separate pieces and components. It sees it in a holistic way. So our soul understands this all as being one big story. In fact, when we start to think about quantum science will tell you that there ain't nobody else here but your ass. That's it. It ain't nobody else here. Everybody else, this computer screen, this microphone, Esther, you guys in the chat room, those people out there listening on the phone lines or listening all over the world, that all of you are just another expression of me. And the only person starring in this damn movie is Blue. That's it.
That's right.
In fact, if I run my ass over here and shake this doll right now, it will not move. Because it's just a prop.
Yeah.
In the story called My Life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You understand? So when it comes to looking at your life, when it comes to looking at your story, when it comes to looking at your movie and really beginning to understand that and seeing that, you know, this is something that in Ra'u Nefa Amin's book, the series that he wrote, The Metter Netter, he talks about that everything that we do is being rehearsed. You understand? Yeah. And so it's important that we get into these practices of good rehearsal. Because in fact, some of y'all got some shitty ass rehearsals. You got bad rehearsals. And this is why you practice doing some things that you don't want to do over and over again. And that's why it keeps showing up in your life. That's why it keeps happening. Yes, Magellan. Magellan is letting you know. See,
own it.
He's letting you know that that's what time it is. That's right. So we have to take more of an active role in our life. I'm just going to tell you guys, and I'm just going to really just kind of, you know me, it's kind of hard to kind of mix sugar with shit. I don't do it well. I don't like to hear things when people tell me that they feel that the family they've chosen is toxic for them, or that somehow something is wrong with them, that they need to cleanse their DNA. That they need to get rid of a part of who they are. And I mean, I get it if we're just talking words, but understand words mean things. They carry energy. They are beings. They have vibration. And so we do need to recognize what we're saying out of our mouths, what we're thinking inside of our heads, inside of our body, what we're feeling and what these things are coming through us, because it is causing us to self-destruct. I don't want to get rid of my mother. I don't want to get rid of my father. I don't want to get rid of my family. Not when I understand at a very, very looking at it from my higher self, I understand that I chose this for myself. This is the mother I chose. This is the father I chose. This is the soul group I chose.
Yeah.
Does that not mean that there ain't some of you I wish I could reach out and choke the shit out of you? No, that don't mean that. I do wish that sometimes. Let's just keep it 100.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But I understand that.
Yeah. It's that responsibility, too, that we keep talking about, you know, taking responsibility for the fact that you chose to come here through them and that they are you. So whatever it is that you're trying to get rid of, that's you. You know, like that is you that you're saying that you're not worthy of you. That makes no sense at all, you know.
That doesn't make any sense. And it becomes so conflicting. It really
yeah.
does. It makes for a very confusing. You ever watched a movie and the shit was so confusing? You like, you know what? Let me just cut this shit off because it's just too confusing.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what people yeah. are doing in their lives. They're cutting this shit off because they're like, this is crazy. It's too crazy. I'm just gonna cut this off. I'm gonna just cut this whole story off.
Yeah.
You understand? And don't get me wrong. I know that there are some people that we just can't be around. You understand? Some things are just not good for you. I'm not telling you that I'm so spiritual that I could tell you that. But some things you do have to sort of separate yourself from. But there's a very different thing between separating yourself and trying to remove what you design. You understand?
Yeah.
That's just like I remember when I first had my house built. And I remember I wanted to make all these changes, and I did. I made a lot, but the builder finally came in and said, check this out. The foundation is already there. And what you're talking about, we would have to rip all of this up and start the hell all over. Now, sometimes that's necessary to do. It is necessary to break the old foundation. So that you can tap into something that is more suitable to you. But at the end of the day, all of that was done. And guess what I still got? I still got a house.
Right.
You understand? It ain't like I tore it all up and got a car. It's a house. So you have to definitely begin to move yourself through your energy and really begin to recognize where you are. Where you are with it. What's really important to you. What really means that to you. You understand? So much of these things that we used to say worldly things have moved themselves into every sector of everyone's life. Conscious community and everything. You see people in the conscious community competing for who got the best house and the best this and the best that and the best this and the best that. So it's the same thing. It just has a different name on it. And so tonight, that is a big part of what we're really sort of kind of challenging ourselves and also challenging you to do is to really move away from the status quo. That's why I did self-invested. I recognize that there's over 2 million of you who listen to the remix. And I recognize not all 2 million will sign up for self-invested. Because you really have to get away from the box to do a lot of these things. You have to let go of the status quo. This is about the soul body workshop that we did. Fuck being normal. Nothing about anything that I do is about normal, not in that sense. That's even why the television show, The New Normal, that's why that shit got canceled.
Right.
There ain't nothing new about being normal.
Normal, nothing. Yep.
That's right. That show is canceled. It's done. Ran for a couple of seasons, and now it's done. Because there ain't nothing new about being normal at all. But it is about living your life from the inside out. From the inside out, not from the outside in. And so a lot of times when we're dealing with things that we really can't handle, we really can't begin to put our minds around it is because so much of what we're doing is living from the outside in. And we're trying to make things fit our ideology about what we feel they should be. And that's cool, but you can't make people. You can't make people do what you want to do, nor should you even want somebody to make somebody do what you want them to do. It's about understanding and how to go with your own flow. You know, it's about embracing your own worst behavior.
Yeah.
It's about embracing your own worst behavior. So that's what we're going to mainly be talking about here tonight, about how to embrace your worst behavior. And what is worst behavior? What is that?
Yeah.
When you start to think about what the worst behavior is, what is it? You know? I've seen everybody kind of getting themselves excited. Ooh, we get the wild out tonight. We get to be on our worst behavior. Not so much.
Mm-mm.
Not so much. That's not what worst behavior is about. It's about moving away from the status quo. That's what worst behavior is about. Because everybody else is going to look at you like you're different. And you have
right.
to be able to stand on that. But you can't stand on some shit that somebody else is, you know.
Mm-mm.
That's like going to a football game and wearing the guy next to your jacket. When his ass get ready to leave, I don't care how cute you are, guess what he going to tell you? I need my jacket back.
Run that. Let me get that.
I didn't have that happen to me. Trust and believe. Oh, they'll give you the jacket. You
can sit and look cute in it, but you better run that.
But I'm getting ready to leave, sweetie, and I'm going to need my jacket. I'm going to need my jacket.
Yes.
So, understand that it really is time for you to tap into the energy even more than ever before. It really, truly is. It's about staying present. That's the key thing. It's about not having no plans. You understand? We plan. It's about not having no plans. It's about staying present. It's about setting your intention. That's a big part of it. Setting your intention, not having any kind of plans. And see, without that, and being able to flow with your own energetic movement. But you got to know what that is. If you don't know where your energy is flowing, then how can you stay with it? How could you go with the flow? See, going with the flow doesn't mean I do whatever everybody else is saying. That's
right.
Not what it's about.
Bingo.
Going with the flow is about understanding where my energy is going. That's the flow I'm going with.
My flow. Yes.
I'm going with my flow, going with the flow. And see, when you go with your own flow, then you don't have any kind of disappointments and you are not in a state of delusion. That's only when you're on somebody else's damn flow. You get caught up in that riffraff. It's about listening to your own intuition. Listening to it, really hearing it and listening to it. I've been getting reports all over the country this week of people telling me about massive headaches. And yes, it's a lot of woo-woo shit to go with headaches. But one of the other things about headaches that I know for sure is that you get headaches when you do not listen to your intuition. That is your body's way of telling you, you big knucklehead.
Pounding on your ass. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. This is even why that commercial was, it just went viral. I should have had a VA. And they knocked themselves in the head. You see?
Yeah.
Listening to your intuition. That's where that comes from. It's about listening. It's about you know, you staying too much inside of your head and not being inside of your body. Because contrary to popular belief, revelations don't come inside the mind. It comes inside the body. And when we're truly tapping into that point of wisdom that is just slightly below your belly button, right there in your gut, is where that wisdom starts to awaken itself. That pathway, as it begins to move itself up, it goes in through what we call that heart-centered area. And then after it goes in through that heart center area, it begins to bring itself out. So that's what we want to talk to you guys about tonight. We do have some questions for you. And we're going to listen to that. That's the other thing, you know, and I'm not going to get into it because I know some people just have to be distracting for whatever
reason. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be.
So that's just their purpose, obviously.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. My mama always said sometimes, just if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing. So I'm going to not say nothing right now. I ain't got nothing nice.
I wanted to share that the album that I think this goes in perfectly with what you was just saying, the album that Lose Yourself to Dance is on by Daft Punk is called Random Access Memories.
Ooh.
You know, RAM.
Yes.
You know? And I was just thinking what you were just saying, like, isn't that perfect? And the whole point of the album was supposed to be, you know, kind of generating these sounds from the 70s and 80s. But when you listen to it, you really hear that quantum sound. And just everything you just said, I mean, this just connects perfectly.
Yes,
so I just wanted to share that. You all should definitely get that album. And Pharrell is on a few tracks on that album. But Daft Punk is a very cool band. You know, their music is awesome. You know, already, you know, before they collaborated with Pharrell. So even going back listening to their early tracks, this is now Roger's band. You all should definitely check it out. So, yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Speaking of Random Access Memory, I want to talk to you guys about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Show of hands around the planet, how many of you guys have Grand Theft Auto?
They got it.
How many of you guys, listen, I know you guys do. Some of you have the old version. Some of you got some of the old versions. But this is what I want to tell you. A couple of things about Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto made history with just this new Grand Theft Auto that came out. And they sold some sort of utterly ridiculous number, like $84
billion. Billion dollars.
The first week the game was out. Imagine that. $84 billion. It is now a new technology record, world record, for something grossing the most sales in a day. Now, for those of you who don't know about Grand Theft Auto, we'll give you a real crash course. Grand Theft Auto is a place where there is no rules. This is a place that a lot of people want in the conscious community. So people walk around with guns. You could do whatever you want. I mean, there's still cops. There's still people trying to enforce the law. But pretty much you get points for doing things like shooting people, stealing a car, running over an old lady.
Breaking the law. Yes.
Breaking the law.
Yes.
If you go in the strip club and you do some things with a stripper, you get some extra money.
That's right.
If there's like drugs, sex, and all kinds of things.
Anything you want.
Anything that you want, and some things that you don't want is in this game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can do this in this game. Now, you ask yourself, this question because I had to really kind of get myself a little challenge with this game, Grand Theft Auto. Is this something that's helping the world or is this something hurting the world? And I'm going to step out there and tell you that there's even been studies done, hint, why $84 billion worth of it was sold, that it's actually helping. Because it really goes to show you how much pent-up frustration that people have inside of them. Because we got to know, at $84 billion, they ain't all children playing that shit. Y'all got to know that.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. Of course not.
Okay.
No.
I've seen people say, my child is not allowed to play that. Well, good for you, because no child should be playing that. I think it's supposed to be.
It's not made for it.
Yeah,
that's
it's not made for children.
It's made for children.
18 years or older. So no child should be playing that. But you got to know that there's not children playing that. We're talking about grown people.
Yeah.
Grown people. You understand what I'm saying? Really, really grown people. And the other thing about it is they have collaborations from everyone you could think of on the planet. It's a part of it.
Yeah.
It's a part of Grand Theft Auto. They're there on the soundtrack. They had something to do, a role, or something that is going on in that. You understand? That is going on in that. But really, that game is really a releasal point. It is.
Yeah.
Because we've become a society that we don't talk to each other anymore. We talk at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually people's lives are so busy, they don't have time to talk to each other. And so by the time you leave out the door in the morning, if you're leaving out and you go to work and you do things, you're coming in contact with people, you have all of these things in your mind that you want to say, that you're feeling, and really just cannot express.
Yeah, so, and I would add to that this is very similar if you think about The Sims and all of the Sim games, which was just simulation on the computer. You control every aspect of it, and people got into that the same way. The difference, I would say, with that one is really about the control aspect of being able to create a world. But you think about this is stuff that, like you said, conscious people talk about all the time. You are the creator. You create your world. You add all these things. You control the interactions.
Right.
The difference with this and Grand Theft Auto is really Grand Theft Auto incorporates the soul music. That music is all. It is what drives it. It is what attracts people to it.
Yeah.
People play the game, me being one of them, just to ride around and play the radio stations because the music is so on point. You know, I don't even have to go do everything. I just want to ride around and see the scenery, you know, and listen to the music.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you get to do it. And for some of the kids, some of these kids who are living in suburban lifestyles that never knew what it's like to struggle, you get a chance to experience what it feels like to live in different areas of your life. You get to see that. Very, very interesting, intriguing game when it comes to understand for those of you who are truly about the free thinker and expanding the mind. Because $80 billion lets you know that this is more than just people wanting to get their rocks off for shooting people. You got to know that it is a bigger message in Grand Theft Auto than that. Because trust and believe, the powers that be have tried to shut that shit down and cannot understand it. So just something to kind of put it in your ear. If you're not into it and you don't play it, that's fine. I don't play it. You understand? But my children do. And, you know, I've been able to kind of talk to them and see what they get out of it. And each one of them gets something completely different out of it for playing the game. Something as simple as, like you said, the music, the soundtrack. That's the main thing my son said he likes it for is the soundtrack. And some of those are very exclusive. You can only hear it on Grand Theft Auto.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot of things. And also, you know, I'll trip you guys out. My son told me something, you know, while I was sitting there kind of with one eyebrow up and one eyebrow down when I was looking at the video game and looking at it. He said, you know, and Grand Theft Auto Part 4, you know, Roy Ayers had a radio station. He's in that. So, you know, I'm just saying, if you don't know about it, trust me, it's a whole lot of folks that do know about it.
Lots of musicians that are definitely hooked into it. Yeah, absolutely.
For many different reasons and many different ways. So it is about getting outside of the box and, you know, just kind of expanding your awareness. Everything ain't going to be for you. We understand that. We understand that. I definitely understand that. But I just kind of wanted to put that out there because I know it's some parents out there that may have some young adults who are playing that game because definitely it's not a game for children. So I would just kind of put that out for you guys to do that.
And I would add, just because of what we're talking about being outside the box, I understand the reasoning for people who have children, absolutely, or if you just have an aversion to seeing violence or whatever, I completely get that. But don't just hate on some shit just to hate on some shit. You know, don't just hate on it because of that, because that's what we're talking about. Like, we're talking about if you don't have no reason not to like it, then don't just be up there, well, I just don't like it. You know, that's just, we're trying to get away from that. So open up yourself to actually see, you know, the benefit or the usefulness or just to check it out, just to see what it's worth, you know, because that's what we're talking about tonight. Yeah.
That's what it's about. Like, for me, I just don't play that kind of game well. I can't play it.
Yeah.
That ain't me. And it'll be frustrating. They'll probably have the character cussing me out. He'll probably, what's his name? I can't think of his name. He'll be turning around cussing me out. Like, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? He'll be mad at me.
I can so see that.
Yes, he would be at my ass. He'd be like, what the hell? He would be definitely pissed at me for moving around with him. And that is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about worst behavior and understanding that, you know, a lot of times you have to be able to understand what your worst behavior is. That's important. You can look at it at that particular angle. And then also understand about what is worst behavior. Because what someone calls worst behavior may not truly be worst behavior. You understand that may not be worst behavior at all. But it is about you getting out of the status quo. That's what worst behavior is about. And so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be doing some readings. We're going to be asking you some questions. And these questions may even come what seems to be a little random, but we're going to be talking about that. Speaking of which, we're going to play another song for you because this right here, and let me set it up. Let me kind of give you the backdrop.
Yeah.
And so at this time, what I'm going to ask is if you have any children, any babies, you ask the babies to leave. Okay. And then I'm also going to ask if anybody is tone sensitive, you this may be where you want to bow out a little bit. But I want to get ready to play this song. And what I want to encourage you to do while you're listening is I want you to think about your worst behavior. And I want you to go one step further than your worst behavior. I want you to see if you can go back to the root cause of this worst behavior. Think about where it came from. You know, think about the first time that you did it or the first time you've seen this within yourself, or maybe no one has recognized it, but you know that this is a part of you that you don't like to particularly express this part of yourself. You don't like people to see it. And that could come from many different angles. I'm not going to define that for you guys. But I want you, while you're listening to this song, I want you to begin to hear this. And then we're going to talk about it afterwards. We're going to do some readings. We're going to talk about work behavior. We're going to talk about the song. And then we're going to ask you guys some questions. And we'll be right back after this. You're live in the remix with me, Miss Sue.
And Esther.
All right.
Worst motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Niggas never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man. Motherfucker, I done grew up. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior. No. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's high, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who cop the new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. And it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort inside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name Mordecai. Fuck you, bitch, I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the son you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sudden, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker! Remember? Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Worst behavior.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
that was Drake and Worst behavior. Now, I see some of you over there with your face kind of twisted to the left a little. Like, what the hell? Yes, Magellan.
That was Patches.
Yes. Okay. I'm getting ready to tell them right now, Patches. I really am. Now, let me tell you guys. I've always liked Drake. I have. Way back before he was known as a rapper, I used to remember he was on Degrassi, and he used to play the guy on Degrassi, and he was the one who got shot, and he was in the wheelchair, and my daughter used to watch that, Babe Blue. She used to watch Degrassi, and yes, Jimmy on Degrassi. And, you know, was a big fan of Drake back then. And then, of course, you know, he got into rapping, which he was doing that all along. Originally, his mother is Canadian and his father is from Tennessee. And, you know, I really love his creativity. Now, I can tell you on this particular album that he did, nothing is the same. Which is true. And even the metaphor that he shows you from the cover, the little boy going to the grown man. And you can tell that Drake has really gone through some transition. And even his expression. In fact, on Tuscan Leather, the first track that's on the CD, he even talks about how he knows most of this is not going to get played on the radio. Because, again, he's on his worst behavior, quote unquote, because he stepped outside. He's doing what rappers are not supposed to do. And that is, he's rapping, he's singing, he's enjoying himself, he's keeping it 100, and he's making a fool of himself, and he's expressing love and his emotions, and he's doing all of that. And that's just not what rappers do. So, I love anyone who is able to express creativity in a very authentic way, and that's what he did to me. And even this song here really kind of shows you the passion that he has. That's his expression. That's not my expression. It may not even be yours, but that's his expression of his passion, you know, of letting you know that I'm coming back, and guess what, you guys? I'm on my worst behavior. But really what he's telling you is he stepped outside of the status quo. That's what he's done. He stepped outside of that. You understand? He stepped way outside of the status quo. So that's why he's equating that to, okay, so you want to call me on my worst behavior? Cool. You know, that's fine. Because last time I checked, you ain't really give a damn about me anyway. Remember?
Right. Don't none of y'all fuck with us anyway. So, you know.
So, why should I be caring about this? And then there's another way that you can begin to have this conversation with yourself, because this is really, I kind of equate it to your higher self kind of having a conversation with your conscious mind. Telling you that I'm going to take over. Your higher self is going to take over. Because you don't listen to me. So I'm getting ready to be on my worst fucking behavior with you. Okay? So you're not listening. So I'm going to give you headaches. I'm going to do all kind of signs. I'm going to put that shit in front of your face. And I'm going to tell you, you know, this is where you are. Settle yourself down. You see? So for your higher self, that would be on your worst behavior. And some of us, quite frankly, need to be on our worst behavior. And so some people, I know you can't make it past all the motherfuckers, and you can't make it past that. But I also challenge you to see what other bullshit are you doing in your life that you can't make it past either. See, because curse words is not the only thing that we are cursing every day. Anytime you do not listen to your intuition, you are calling yourself a motherfucker. You understand?
Yeah.
All of those things that you hate to be labeled by, all of those things that you hate to say to yourself, that's what you're doing. When you make excuses for why you can't do something, when all the couldas and the shouldas and the wouldas happen, that's you. That's you sitting there. And on your worst behavior is being played for you. You understand? That's the reflection. That's that reflection coming back at you. So it's so many different ways. Yes, we could take music and we could break it down and say how, you know, music this day doesn't mean anything. But
yeah,
I can't say I don't mean that. There are some very talented artists out here that are very, very passionate. I talked about this almost 2 years ago. We would have all of these different downloads and the origin would come and music would sort of kind of take a different swing. A big part of this inspiration for Drake, his last album, and this one, was a lot about Marvin Gaye. So he talked about how he wanted to be like Marvin Gaye. That's one of his role models, his inspiration. And this is why his music is very passionate. He's one of the few artists that lives his life out through his music. You know when Drake in a relationship, you know when Drake ass done broke up, you know when Drake is sad, you know when Drake ass is happy, you know all
yeah.
of that. He is yeah. showing that to you, and he's giving it to you in a very real way. No matter how silly he looks, no matter how crazy he sounds or whatever, he is truly, and this is why, no matter what people say, this is why he keeps rising. Because you have no other choice but to rise when you're walking in your own true light. You really have no other choice but to do that. How else could you not? How else could you not keep discovering who you are and what things are about you? You understand? It's so many different distractions, and so many people live on such a lower frequency and vibration. That's why we need songs like Being on Your Worst Behavior. So when
yeah,
somebody
yeah.
in your fate, and you know they don't mean you no good, you know that they don't give a damn about you, but yet they want to tell you about the color shoes you wear, they want to tell you about what you should be doing and what you don't need to be doing, when they just want to sit there and smile in your face, but they're really trying to stab you in the back, then you can play
yeah.
worst behavior for them.
That's
and you
right.
can tell them, those motherfuckers never loved us. You understand?
Yeah.
I know you
yeah.
don't love us. So I don't
yeah.
even have to worry about what you think, what you feel, or how you feeling it. Because you never
That's
met me
right.
nothing anyway.
And
you
I'm still going to be me. That's
yes.
what he said at the end of the day. I'm still going to do me. I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to drop those gems on you. Yes, we kind of keeping it a little hoodie tonight. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to do. You know, when I say get your pennies out of a bind or get your boxers out of a bind, if this is a little too tight for you, I get it. You can catch us on another night when your panties ain't all twatted up in you or your boxers ain't clenching your balls tight. And you can sit back and you can enjoy life. You understand? You can enjoy it. You can enjoy it.
Just breathe, you know.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Yeah. Before I play Worst Behavior again.
Again. Yeah, again. Oh, they're too funny.
We just kind of want to, you know, just kind of wanted to kind of put that with you guys and just kind of give you, we always do serious work in the remix. And this is serious too, but it's about not taking yourself so serious. It's about having fun. It's about sitting back. It's about recognizing that your worst behavior is breaking you out of status quo. And you ain't got to sit back on your high horse or your high chair. you know, pointing your finger down at somebody. You know, you ain't got to do all of that. Sometimes you could just sit back and relax, you know, and just kind of let the vibes or whatever flow through you. You know, just let them flow through you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be much worse. I could be up here making y'all play Grand Theft Auto, you know? Wow. Okay, so I think it's a good time. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to kind of mix this up a little bit.
Questions.
Yes, we're going to get to the questions, and we're going to go to the phone lines. If you guys want a reading, we can do that too. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there and you have a question. If you're calling from international country, I guess that's what I want to say. If you're calling from an international country, all you got to do is Skype in. That's another way that you can get in, and we'll get you on the phone lines because we see tons of you on the phone line. So we're going to go with the first question. So I'm going to give the first question out, and as we go through the calls, we want you guys to answer the question, and then if you have a question for me, you can ask that as well. But the first question is, I want you to find one word, just one, to describe what your week has been like this whole week. One word. Just pick one word to describe what your week has been like. We're going to go to the different callers on the line, and we're just going to randomly pick callers here. So we'll go to the caller calling in from area code 847. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what your week has been like.
Hey, what's up, Miss Blue? This is Sean. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings.
Hi, Sean from Chicago.
Sean
hey,
from Chicago.
Hey, what's up, Esther?
From Chi-Town.
Did you say Chi-Town, Miss Blue?
I said Chi-Town. Y'all don't say that no
okay.
more. Y'all don't say that
no, we do. We do. We definitely do. Yeah.
Well...
Go ahead, Sean. I didn't know what you said.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. My week has been hectic.
It's been hectic. Uh-oh. Yeah. I can definitely relate to that, of being just being in that feel of just feeling like things are just hectic, you know. And hectic is a good opportunity to take a look at a lot of things.
Sean, where you at?
Oh, I'm actually at my table working. I'm still working.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's how hectic it is.
I'm still working. I almost jumped into my Catwoman suit. I thought I was in, you know, I thought I was.
I know, right?
That was my air conditioner coming on. That ain't nothing.
Because I'm like, wait, where are we going? I felt like we were going somewhere.
I promise you, the leather pants almost came on and the whip. I was about to
for real.
I ain't know where you was trying to take me.
No. It's all good. When it came on, I was like, ooh, that's loud.
Okay. All right. So do you have a question for me? Thank you for participating in that and just sharing with us what your week has been like.
I did have a question for you. I did want to get a mini reading or whatever you call it.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's fine. So tell me what you wanted to, what questions do you have?
I got a lot of questions, but, you know, to get.
Yeah, just pick one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for more stability. Things have been very hectic this year, 2013. I mean, it's getting more calm, but I'm just wondering when are things kind of going to settle down?
Are things going to kind of settle down for you a little bit? Okay, let's take a look at that. You said this whole year has been sort of one of those years where things are just kind of, I don't want to say running amok, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like transformation. It was like a metamorphosis, you know, like the old me and my old life had to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For real. And I'm just like going through the birthing pains, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, interesting enough, I'll tell you this. I definitely can agree with the whole transformational thing that's coming up for you at this particular time. It is an opportunity for you to really open yourself up to getting some new dreams. Because the thing that's really kind of going on with you is that even though everything is changing, you're still holding on to your same old dream.
Mm.
And so this is really what Spirit is saying. This is a great opportunity for you to begin to really just kind of really take a look at those dreams. It doesn't mean you have to let them go and that they're not going to happen, but you really need to go back and redefine them, because this is definitely an opportunity for you to change that, because you can't have everything around you change and your dreams still be the same. Does that make sense? It doesn't
complete.
Even go. It doesn't go together. So when I see you, I almost see, have you ever been on a elliptical, you know, machine? Elliptical machine?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know how when you're moving your feet, like one feet is higher than the other and the other one is, and you have to kind of learn how to balance that as you're going back with your arms? That's what I see. And I really see your rhythm and your sync is not in alignment yet. It's like you're still trying to brace yourself. You know how they say brace yourself? That's what you're doing. You're bracing yourself. So you need to get into the position where you can be more prepared. What I would encourage you to do is, when you get a chance, stop by the post office, get you a Ray Charles stamp. You can probably buy the whole little clip for about $5.99. And then I want you to sit down and I want you to write yourself a letter. But I want you to talk to yourself in the future in the letter. Put a stamp on it. Put that Ray Charles in there, because Ray is going to connect you with that light, with the energy, with the Ray. So even those things that are in the darkness, they're going to come to life for you. And mail a letter to yourself and sleep with it for about 5 days underneath your pillow. And then open that up and really, before you go to bed at night, read that to yourself. So you can really help to bring on this fresh new energy that you have discovered from within yourself.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes. And then come back and let us know, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling
peace,
in.
Peace, Sean.
Peace. Great show, y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Sean is in a vortex.
He really is.
Going on over there. Woo! All right. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. It looks like 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and love. This is Belinda calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Greetings to you.
Hey, Belinda.
Hi, Esther. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi, from Cleveland, Ohio. Why don't you tell us a one word what your week was like?
Unbelievable.
Mm.
Very unbelievable.
Interesting. Unbelievable, because, you know, underneath unbelievable is so believable, right? You're just on top of it, so you can't see it. So once you get under it, it is believable. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So did you want a reading?
Yes, I did. Yes, I do.
Okay. What's your question?
Oh, my question is, okay, I want change. I'm trying to do that, in not only a physical, mental, but a spiritual way. But I'm about change now, and like I said, it's things within my life right now are so hectic, and I'm trying to overcome a lot of things and change a lot of things, which I know is coming, but it's like I have to be patient with myself to get there. If I want it now, I want it, you know, it's like with me, it's got to be like now. And I know it's not going to, you know.
Okay.
I have to be patient and wait.
Well, I don't know about that patient thing.
Patient.
I, don't know if that it's amazing who's listening tonight, you guys. But one of the things I want to say to you, you said that you have to be patient. You want change and you have to be patient. One of the things I want to tell you is this is time out for being patient. The reason you're in the situation that you're in is because you've been too patient. And where do we find patience at? Where do you find patience?
Within myself.
No, where do you find patience at? If I were looking for a group of patients, where would I find them?
Oh, okay, in a hospital.
At a hospital?
Yes.
You understand? And so this is where you are with your patients. See, the problem with you in your life, Belinda, is that you've been too much of a patient, which is very different from being patient.
Right. Okay. I understand.
You get what I'm saying? You've been too much of a patient. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Nothing is coming for you. Absolutely nothing. You understand?
Okay.
You are not waiting for anything because none of us can wait for anything. Everything is happening right now. And so the way that you can begin to tap into this energy, and incidentally enough, I don't know if I've ever told you this on the show, but you have a total of 9 spirit guides with you at this particular time. And at different times in our lives, we have different number of spirit guides with us. Your spirit guides that are with you right now are a total of 9. And they're here to teach you about completion. Because this is what you have a problem with. You have a problem completing things. You understand? And so therefore, you're always waiting. It's always waiting to be finished, to move on to the next thing. So it is about you being present in the now. You can't wait for anything to happen because it's happening right now. One of the things that we understand, the past, the present, the future, all of that is happening right now. So while you're saying you're waiting, I want you to understand that that is your future. What you're doing now is what you're going to do tomorrow. So it starts with these very, very simple steps, and I'm going to give them to you. The first one is accepting what is.
Okay.
Now, that seems simple, but it damn sure ain't easy. Accept what is. You have to accept that right here in your life at this particular time, things are not happening because Belinda's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's no one else's fault. You have to accept that. Because, see, once you accept that, so many different things can be opened up to you. You understand? And this is also about you mending bridges. Because I see you walking across these bridges, but you get so far, and it's broken, it's burnt, it's crumbled. So you've broke a lot of bridges along the way. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Sort of, yes. I'm trying to think. Yeah, well, yes, a lot of bridges with my family.
Yes, you need to go back and you need to mend those bridges. You need to mend them. Those bridges need to get mended. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not saying call them over for dinner and bring them to your house. I'm not talking about that. But you do need to mend those bridges because what that's going to do is that's going to ignite that flame within you. Because right now your flame is flickering, but it's flickering low.
Okay.
And you're waiting. You're waiting and you're waiting. But there's nothing to wait for. There's nothing coming for you. You understand? The only thing that you need to know is that it is happening now. And once you can accept where you are, that's the only way you can begin to move yourself forward. So accepting what is. Because there's nothing wrong with that. To say, this is where I am right now. I can recognize where I am at this particular point.
Okay.
You said your life is hectic. You understand? It's unbelievable. Make the shit believable. Make it believable. The only person that can make your life believable is Belinda.
Me,
so you've got to make it Belinda believable. And that comes with accepting where it is. It could be jacked up. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying accept what it is and make something that's bad make it good or something that doesn't feel good make it right. But accept it. This is where it is. It's unbelievable. I'm about to make this believable for me. You understand? So it's time now for being the patient. Because you're sitting in a waiting room and there is no doctor there. Ain't nobody coming.
Okay.
So you can get up, as we've seen people do in the ER, and realize I ain't that damn sick that I'm sitting here for 7-8 hours. I'm about to leave.
Get up and go.
Get up and go.
Right. Okay.
That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
And then begin to ignite your courage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to begin to do that? How do you do that?
I've been doing that, especially with my sons and my daughter. But right now, you know, they be calling me names like or whatever.
No. See, igniting your courage got nothing to do with your children. Nothing.
Okay.
I said, how do you do that?
Okay.
How do you do it for you?
Just letting people know how I feel about things. You know? Because right now I'm in a situation, and I have to, like I said the last time you talked to me, it's like being stronger and letting them know where I stand with them.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember the children that live up the street that keep dropping the babies off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, no wonder I seen the damn horse. Okay, it makes sense now. Okay, so they not dropping the baby off every day. They just doing it every other day.
No, it's every day.
Okay. So, again, remember, I just told you, have to accept what is.
What is.
You have to accept what is. And one of the things that I want to tell you, as the mother, I am willing to die for my children.
Right.
And so what I want you to accept is that you're willing to die for your children, but we see this very different because this is literally killing your spirit. So I want you to recognize that what you're saying is that you're willing to die for your children, and that's what you're doing. And that's why you feel so miserable. You have to begin to make this a healthy situation for you.
Right.
Otherwise,
I'm trying to do that.
Yeah. Well, trying to do it and doing it is different things.
Two different things, right.
And so this is when you have the honest conversation with yourself. Is this killing me? And it is.
It is.
It is. So when you have conversation with your children who's supposed to love their mama, and I know they do, let them know that this is killing you. And then you can have another honest conversation with yourself and the children about what is. Either they going to help you kill yourself, or they're going to do something about it.
Okay.
Because the truth of the matter is, and you can even tell them, mama don't have the strength to not kill herself. So I'm asking you to help me and to stop trying to kill me too, because I'm dying right now. I can't do this. It's not healthy for me. And so because you're in this state, it's not healthy for your grandchildren either. So you're not helping nobody.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Because actually, I was sick last week. Some of the situation.
All right.
And I'm making changes with that too, though. I've gotten better, and I'm going to stay that way.
Good, good. And when you feel you don't have any more strength, what I want you to do, Belinda, is I want you to get to the nearest phone, or I want you to get to the nearest computer. I want you to Google Drake, and I want you to play Worst Behavior.
Worst Behavior. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's a little shock therapy for you.
Okay.
All right. You can do it, though. You can do it.
Right. Okay.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace, Belinda.
Peace and love.
That's right. I bet you play that song, they'll stop dropping them kids off, making you sick. They go say, Grandmama done went crazy. She playing worse. Get you a little Grand Theft Auto when they come over next time. They'll stop bringing them kids. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Esther. This is Anne.
Hey, Anne.
I'm calling from West Palm, Florida. And my week was fulfilling.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted one of the readings that you were doing. I remember you mentioned something about detoxing or something, like a certain body part you to detox based on, like, your worst behavior. So I was wondering if I can get one of those readings.
Huh?
I thought that's... Is that what you mentioned, like, at the beginning of the show, that you were doing those kinds of readings or something?
Can I just say, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Can I say that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can. You can.
What?
Because I didn't say anything like that.
Oh.
You
You came up with some new stuff right there. That was real different.
Like, we in two completely different dimensions right now. yeah, well, and here's the thing. If you want to detox your body, I think that is a great thing to do. You know, because us as humans, I think it's great to detox your body. And I think at some points it's necessary to detox your body. That it is. Yeah. Me giving you a reading, telling you what part of your body to detox, that ain't me. That ain't me. No. No. If you want a reading, we can do that. And you certainly know I could do that.
We can
definitely talk about that. So let me pose this question to you, Anne, because we know there is definitely no accidents. What part of your body you feel needs to be detoxed?
Probably like my colon or something.
Your colon. Okay, so what made you think your colon needs to be detoxed?
Because I don't eat, like, as much, like, green vegetables as I should.
Well, you know, here's what I would tell you. You know, when it comes to your colon, and if you feel like you're a little constipated, a little backed up, you know, your colon energy has a lot. Your colon, your skeletal system, your bones, all of those things have a lot to do with your first, or what the textbooks would call the first energy center. You understand? This is about how grounded you are. If you're so backed up and you're really, really stopped up, that means that you are too grounded into this dense vibration on the planet. Hence why you thought I was going to give you a body part to detox.
I could have sworn you said that, like, when you first started the show.
In actuality, I said quite the opposite. But definitely, those are some of the things you want to begin to look at, because, you know, you may be a little heavy in that particular area. And one of the other things, I think it would be great, it's always good for you to incorporate more live food into what you're doing, because we need to eat living things. We're living beings. We need to eat things that are living, that's healthy for us. And definitely when you get to the point where you're constipated, this is really about how you're processing information coming in. So even, you know, just speaking about, and we're making a joke here, but just speaking about what we're talking about, and how that communication is messed up. You understand how you got that twisted? The constipation is really one of those things that will sort of do that. The other thing is, when you cleanse your colon, it opens you up more to love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the universe.
Okay.
energy. It opens you up more to love. So I would encourage you, you know, maybe get you some prune juice, you know, get you some natural things and really begin to just sort of kind of take that, you know, take your hand on your belly. And what you can do is begin to rotate and rub your stomach in a clockwise motion. And because what you'll do is you'll start to sort of kind of start a little whirlpool, a little tornado, middle tornado going on in your stomach to start pushing things and filtering them out. You understand, because know that our colon also acts as a filtering system for us when it comes to frequencies and vibrations and how they're coming from us from different places. Our colon holds that energy of filtering. And so that's just what happened. I mean, we could see this in real time. You filtered out all kind of words I said and put your own words in there. See what happens when you're constipated?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I'm so glad you're having a fantastic week. That's really, really good. But, you know, we don't want you to live life like a quadriplegic. So get you some things, put some natural herbs and fibers in there. What you want to start doing is before you go to bed, well, not before you go to bed, but when you're eating your meal, one of the things, the best thing that you can do, one of the natural things that you can do before you go to sleep at night, every single night, is that you eat a salad. Mostly greens. In America,
right before bed?
Well, not right before bed. Let's say maybe an hour after you eat dinner. So
Okay. We've
been trained in America to eat our salad first. That's actually backwards. We're supposed to be eating our salad at the end. And what that salad is going to do is just kind of push the roughage. It's going to push all the way through. And it's going to push through your colons and everything. So before you go to bed at night, eat a salad. That's going to be really good. Make you a shot of some apple cider vinegar and put a little bit of organic cranberry juice. Make it half and half. Put it in a shot glass and turn it up. And take a sip of that and go to bed, and it'll start cleansing you right on out.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ann. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you guys. Bye.
Peace, Ann.
Peace, Ann. Oh, my goodness, Ann. All right, we're going to jump around a little bit. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 518. You're live in
the remix.
518. You're live in the remix.
We can't hear you, 518.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Ooh.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. I must have touched my mute button by mistake.
Okay. Who's on the line, please?
This is Linda. I'm calling from New York. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Linda.
Wonderful, Linda.
I'm so tickled. I'm laughing.
Good.
Y'all are too funny. Oh my goodness. But my word is it's been a peaceful week.
Aww,
right. That's what's up.
Very peaceful. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to work this week. That's probably why I was so peaceful.
Well,
understand that.
Understand that.
Very
peaceful. Week is good. Okay, so.
And also, after we did, let me see if I can remember. I don't remember the exact meditation we did, but it was with the crystals that time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The meditation with the crystals, I've been having some dreams, like, way out.
Okay.
I'll be like, what is going on? I'll be like, and I wake up, I'm exhausted. I said, I know I've been traveling somewhere. I'm so tired. And I'm sleeping long. Sometimes 10 hours. I'm like, what is this? Because I usually, you know, 5 hours, I'm good. Six,
right,
eight,
right.
9, 10 hours. I'm like, what was that about? But I just wanted to share that.
Well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I always love those spirit quests, and you guys love it too. I bet y'all didn't even realize the last spirit quest we did, we actually did it. Drake's worst behavior. Did y'all know y'all went
we
to the
sure
sun?
Did.
On worst behavior?
We was in the sun. So that's why it's not surprising that you would have been having a whole bunch of dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good stuff, good stuff. Did you want a reading, or you just kind of called in to share with us tonight?
Well, I wanted to share that, but sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
What's my question? My question is, I really, really, in my heart of hearts, want to relocate and move from where I am. Is this a good time for me, or should I still work on myself, some inner stuff?
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel when I think about a move, I kind of get a good little feeling about it. Like, really, I can kind of see your aura kind of go up a little bit. And I feel good about it when I get into your energy, when I start to think about moving. One of the things that's going to really open up the doorway for you to get ready to move is that you need to simplify your life. Simplify your life, and that is about going through those things. I want you to be thinking about this as if we're in the springtime. I want you to go through. It's lots of things in your closet, lots of things that you can begin to donate, give away, sell, get rid of, and really kind of get yourself in simplifying those things inside of your life. I want you to also know, just as complicated as sometimes it can be when you're at work, I want you to look at some of your kitchen drawers. I want you to look at some of your closets, because just as complicated as that work environment.
Oh, okay.
I mean, does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So simplify your life, because what that's going to do for you, Linda, is it's going to open up and you're going to see clear. You understand? Because that's the thing that really you're kind of hesitating on moving now, and whether or not it's going to be a good time to even sort of, like I like to say, flirt with that idea about moving. You know, is it even going to be possible for you? Once you start simplifying, you're going to be able to see so many different possibilities and how that can actually happen for you. One of the other things I want to tell you is that how can I say it? A gateway just opened up behind you. An archway opened up behind you. And you have two spirit guides in there. You have two women, very wise. One of them looks like she might be from the Middle East somewhere, and the other woman looked like she might be from Peru. There are two of your spirit guides, and they have sort of kind of come step forward for you. When this happens, when these portals and gateways open up, it really is about really kind of going to the next level consciousness. And so they're here, and they say they are ready to work with you. They're ready to help get your life simplified. These are some of the things that you want to do. And incidentally, you're really, really good at doing this outside of your home. Does that make sense? Like when you go to work, or you're going somebody else, or somebody else to ask you about how to just kind of condense things, and you're real good at telling them that.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're telling me, like, she's a pro at this shit, Ms. Blue, for real. Like, this is your feng shui ride or die chick right here with you. Just not at her house.
Yes. And I'll be trying to figure out, well, how long this thing is not working for me?
Well, you have two new spirit guides, and you have a beautiful portal that has opened up for you. So I can even see you taking naps and maybe even feeling a little more tireder than you have. That's going to pass. Were you here soon? Because what that is, like, your crown chakra is beautiful, by the way, the front and the back. So you're getting a lot of downloads, a lot of information, and that information is being projected out there. So you have these two sisters there, and they are full of so much wisdom and so much vision, and they're really going to help you just simplify your life. So that next step, you can begin to move. But, yeah, real interesting. You had a portal. And I'm going to say it opened up about 2 days ago. So that gateway opened up behind you. So that's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so oh my goodness, that is so, that's probably where all that peace. I was like, oh, I'm so peaceful. I don't even want to go back to work. It was just so peaceful. I'm loving this peace because it's been a whirlwind for a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve all this peace that you're getting, and your spirit guides are there, so you definitely want to connect with them. You can ask them to show up in dreams, or, you know, sometimes you can even tell them to show up, and you may see somebody on the street that resembles them, and you can know, like, whoa, I think I've seen them, you know, and they'll be around. Yeah, they're around you.
Okay, I will do that. Oh, my goodness, thank you so much. Oh. This is good news. You have no idea how good news that is. I'm telling you that. What did you call that week? That meditation we did. What did you call that again?
The spirit quest.
Okay, I'm gonna write that down. That thing was awesome. I'm telling you, that spirit quest was something. It I felt the difference from. You know, I'm still feeling it.
Yes. You know, a lot of people on that particular spirit quest said they felt like they was in the club with the lights dancing and the crystal and all of that.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It really was.
Thank you so much. And I want to continue listening because I'm not on the computer tonight.
Yes.
So
okay, well, keep
me off.
By all means, keep listening. I'm not going to cut you off.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Please.
Oh, yes. Worst behavior here, you guys. I also want to let you guys know a lot of things going on Twitter. Geo Cosmic says she's at her office and she can't access chat, but her word for this week was surprising. And so that's how she'll describe her word for the week. So keep them coming, and let's jump around here, Esther. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in area code 313. You're live in the mix. 313.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Rochelle.
Greetings.
I'm calling from Detroit.
Hey, Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle from Detroit.
All right. To describe my week, it was okay. That's how I would describe it.
Rochelle said her week was okay.
It was all right.
Beautiful.
Oh, what's the other word? Neither here nor there. It was okay.
Yeah. It was okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, sometimes we have those weeks that are okay. All right. Do you want a reading?
Oh, sure. I've been I guess wanting to redecorate my whole life, and I just feel like I'm kind of stuck. Like even in my home, you know, I want all new furniture, and my personal life, relationship wise, is like kind of zero, kind of blank.
Mm.
And so I'm just kind of in this looking forward to, you know, 2014, something better for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's some really, really good news. You ain't got to wait till 2014 because nothing is coming for you, remember? I said that earlier. There ain't nothing coming for you. Ain't nothing working for you. It's happening right now. So it really is about owning that truth for yourself right now. There is no waiting, you understand? Because that really just kind of puts you in a state of denial or delusion. And then what's going to happen when it's 2014 and shit don't go right? You're really going to be devastated. You understand?
Right.
So, waiting, and you're not free-falling here. That's the key thing that I want everybody to know. We're not free-falling. We're co-creators in our lives, and so at any given moment, what we can do, and this is the best thing that we can all do for ourselves, is drop down out of your mind and get into your body and get into those feelings. And once you can begin to get into those feelings and really kind of own them in a very true and authentic way, then you will stop being manipulated from the outside in. Because that's what's happening right now. It's all of these things that we're being bombarded with. And don't get me wrong, I think it's good for you to say that you recognize at this point in your life you need a new couch. You know, you need a new chair. You need a new living room set. You want to have these things, and by every single reason you can. I'm going to say something, and I don't want you to take it personal, but I want you to take it personal. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting all freaking night to say this. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling in and being this witness for us here. But the first thing I want to tell you, I'm going to get all of that out the way, because once I say this, all hell's going to break you. Literally. Okay, so, but first, the first thing I want to tell you is that when I get into your energy, it's a couple of things that come up. The first thing that I feel is I am really seeing these very strong pockets of green light. And green light is really, really good, because whenever I see green light and it's in your aura this way and it's dancing around your aura, it shows me that you are really on a path of growth. And that's a good thing, because green light is about that energy of growth. It's about rejuvenation. And it also represents change. And it also has a lot to do with communication. So green light in the aura. But I see strong pockets of green light. And when I see that, that also tells me about envy. And you understand in that that is something that has been with you since you've been a very young child. I'm going to say somewhere between the ages of 11 and 12 years old, where you sort of kind of got this bug of envy. And not envy in a jealous type of way, but in the envy of why can't that be me? Or how can that be me? Does that make sense when I say that to you? And
I just had a conversation about that earlier. I didn't say I envied other people, but I should have said it. I was telling a friend tonight about 2 hours ago that I was angry. My father was a minister, and he married all these people over the years of being a pastor, and he married my brothers, my nieces, and he never got to marry me. He's deceased. And I said, I'm so angry that that never happened for me.
Right.
And that's about 2 hours ago.
Yeah. So here is definitely some divine confirmation for you. Is to let you know is that that envy is kind of building up inside of you. And you want to release that. You want to release that from yourself. And one of the easiest ways to release that is that definitely you want to work with pink light. So you want to either visualize having pink, maybe pink butterflies fly into your heart center space there. That's one of the ways to do that. You want to wear the color pink. It's going to kind of balance out so much of that green and just kind of smooth that energy out for you there in that particular way. So that's an energetic way that you can begin to work with that. This is
all right. Well, I was going to say I've been drawn to a lot of burgundy lately.
Well, burgundy is a good color, too, because I think of burgundy. When you see the color burgundy, a couple of words come to mind. It's about standing your ground. That's what burgundy does. Burgundy helps to ground you. You understand? It helps to sort of kind of put you in position to stand your ground. So burgundy is that very rich color that comes for that. But working with the pink light is also going to soften some of that envy and release that. And also those two colors coming together is really all about love. You understand? It's also colors connected when we go with textbook at the heart center. But here's the other thing. For you, I want you to really, really begin to focus on dwelling in truth. And I'm going to say that again for you, to dwell in truth, to really be in your truth. Because a lot of these things, stories that you tell are not your truth. You're being honest, but it's not the truth for you. And so it is important more than ever that you stand in the light of your truth. And then you don't have to worry about jealousy. You don't have to worry about envy. You don't even have to worry about saying, gosh, why not me? Why couldn't this happen to me? You won't have to carry that energy around you, because that's just not the truth of who you are. But see, we can make some things a part of us, you understand, that is not the truth for us. So really begin to do that. Now, here's the song I'm going to tell you about. Britney Spears has a new song out. Have you heard the new song? Have y'all heard that new song?
No.
Britney Spears new song is called, I've been waiting all night to say this, y'all just don't know, because I like use this song to kind of hype me up. And the song is called You Better Work, Bitch.
Okay.
Yes. But let me tell you the preface behind this song. Because really, it's her having a conversation with herself. And she's saying, you want a new car? You want a hot body? You want to do all of these things? You better work. You understand? You better work. And when they come for you, because they're going to come for you, and they're going to try to stop, they're going to start try to throw you off your game, you better recognize that the governor can't save you. And then she goes on to say, because I'm the governor, bitch, you better work. Meaning she's having this conversation with herself saying, okay, so you've been through some hard times. Things have happened to you. If you want these things to change, you better work. You got to work. You can't just talk about it. It's not going to change talking about it. Have you ever met somebody who is sort of older? And they start to tell stories about when they were younger. And I don't care how many times you hear that story. You hear the pain. You hear the passion. And they keep telling that same story over and over again. And you could tell them, well, you know, try not to look at it that way. You know, here's a better way to look at it. They will not change that story. The story is going to be the same for them. Because that is just what it is. It's a story. And too many times we give our mind power that it doesn't need to have. Because you are not your mind. You're not your mind. And so when those thoughts come up, those thoughts that we don't want to tell that story, or that story is not the truth for us, then we can begin to drop down in our body. And so it's about recognizing those things of how you feel inside, even when it comes to the situation about your father. It's not about ignoring it, because when we ignore it, that's when those things, worse behavior, go bad. You want to be on your worst behavior in a good way. And that's by you dropping down into your body. And so anytime when you start to think about missing your father marrying everybody, but yet he didn't get the opportunity to marry you, I want you to take a second, come out of your mind, drop down, find where are you feeling that in your body, because your body is going to tell you where it's storing this.
Right.
Once you begin to feel that, and this is a thing that anyone can do, because this is how you begin to change things on a quantum cellular level for real. Not they play change. Change it for real.
Right.
So when you find that feeling, whether it's in your stomach, you may feel it in your heart, you may feel it in your leg, you may feel it in your yummy, you may feel it in your back, you may feel it in your neck, wherever that feeling is, I want you to find it. Okay. Follow. Take a couple of deep breaths. Allow the feeling to keep coming through you and find it. Hopefully you're doing it right now. Find it. Where is that feeling at? Where did you feel that? Where did it show up in your mind when you got to think about how your father married everybody, but he didn't get a chance to feel you? Where do you feel that at?
Oh, I feel it on the back of my heart and in my gut.
You feel it in your pelvis. And these are two places where women store. Because women, we have two hearts, one between our legs and one in our chest.
Wow.
We have two hearts. So this is what I want you to do. First, we're going to go down to the back of your pelvis. I want you to follow that feeling there. And as you gently breathe in and breathe out, I want you to keep your spine straight, feet on the floor. And everybody can do this with whatever you're feeling at this time. And then I want you to breathe. Don't necessarily lean up against the back of the chair unless you need to. But sit yourself up, spine straight. And I want you to breathe that in. And as you breathe it, I want you to breathe it up into your heart center. Not into your heart, but in your heart center. And then allow that to expand itself. Feel it for real. so that this energy doesn't become stagnant in us. If we want to know why our finances aren't moving in our lives, why relationships and things are not moving in our lives, while our health and things, we're causing ourselves to become sick in our lives, it is because we are allowing the stagnant energy to sit in our bodies. Everything is energy. Everything. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred. So as you begin to breathe and breathe that up into your heart center, then find where that pain is in your heart and breathe that into your heart center. Allow it to expand itself until you literally see it expanding outside of your body. How do you feel now?
Well, I feel it move up.
Yes.
And you know how something is in front of you?
Yes.
Like you got to look at it like a little, you know, like a little wall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, push it a little further out. Push it a little further out. I wanted to get it kind of get away from you a little bit more. Push it a little further out. Expand that.
To get out of here.
That's right. You want to push it. You want to push it out because what you're really telling me energetically is that it's still in your aura. You want to push it outside of that. You want it to be able to expand itself so it almost just dissipates in the air. And any time that you get that feeling, don't stop it because this is what causes all of these feminine problems that we have as women inside of our, you know, cysts that go on, cancer in the uterus. All of these things are caused by these pains we think is in our mind, but what it's doing is it's setting up a dumping ground inside of our body, and you have to be able to move that energy out of your body. It's not about ignoring it. It's not about pretending it's not there. It's about dwelling in your truth, and that's what I mean when you dwell in your truth, to stand in your truth.
Okay.
It's nothing wrong with feeling the way you do,
mm-hmm.
but feel and allow it to expand itself. And so what happens is you don't give it as much power.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gave it too much power.
Yeah, way too much power.
All these stuck relationships. And just,
That's right. Yeah, you let all of that go.
I'm still going to the same church, so it's still the same question year after year. When are you getting married? When? You're now. Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's like
well.
1,000 people have that, you know.
Yeah.
I feel it in my gut when they ask,
Right. And
or
you
I feel embarrassed.
Yeah, well this here's the thing. Why do you feel embarrassed? Because they keep asking you when you're getting married. Do you want to be married?
Like,
do you honestly want to be married?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I want you to know that. You honestly want to be married.
Yes.
But yet you ain't doing nothing that a woman who wants to be married does.
What?
Where you go hang out at? Cause you gotta
where
meet,
do I hang out?
Yeah, you gotta meet somebody to get married. What do you do? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I don't hang out.
Exactly. You don't go nowhere where nobody can see you to know that you want to be married. So, again, I will go back to. Don't do nothing married people do. So I want to leave you with Britney Spears' song for you to go listen. You better work. You better work. If that's what you want, you better work.
Yeah. Okay.
And never let nobody else, don't let anybody else make you feel guilty about what you want. How somebody going to make me feel guilty about some shit I want to do? How does that work? How does that work? The only reason they're telling you that is because they know you spend day and night thinking about it. Otherwise, they could not formulate the question. And so that's why I tell you, the next time that comes up, you're just going to push that out and just going to send it out there, because there's absolutely no reason, if you want to get married, that you can't get married. There is no reason that cannot happen for you.
Okay.
You got to know that. Stand in your truth with it. Stand in your truth and be truthful. If that's what you really want, then start putting the energy out there that that's what you want.
Okay. And I haven't been. I'll be honest.
No,
I've been.
I know you
been
haven't.
So, yeah, I've been so caught. Well, you know, I was in a relationship and I got out of it. And, you know, they tell you, well, you know, you don't have, you shouldn't be going to the, going out, and a woman shouldn't do this and do that and go to a club or, you know.
Ooh, you must be a new remix listener.
You know what? I'll
yeah, because we don't tell nobody
times.
None of that.
Yeah,
right.
Nobody
done
that.
Right.
I done fell off, and I'm so glad I found you.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you found us too, and you know, it's all done in love here. We don't follow
yes.
no kind of, we don't follow no rules over here. So don't go tell the pastor I told you to listen to. You better work, bitch.
Or that she was listening to you on your worst behavior either. You
yeah.
don't need to tell them
that. Believe me, I won't. I love that song. That's so cool.
And definitely not nobody named Esther tells you that. Don't ever say that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't go.
Oh, no. You guys are cool.
Don't do that. But we so welcome you here.
Well,
and,
thank you.
I so welcome you here, and I just feel your energy and feel your spirit, and I just want you to open yourself up and stand in your truth. It doesn't matter who is there, and, you know, just stand in your truth, whatever that truth is, and so that you can start putting that out there, because, you know, just know that thought flows where energy goes, you know? So whatever you think about, that's what creating your tomorrow. If you're sitting up worrying about not having a husband, then you're creating an environment where the universe is saying, okay, well, we got to give her more situations so she can have a husband.
And that's the thing. I know I've been studying these principles on and off for years.
Yes.
And when you go back to, you know, where the way you were raised, you continue to hear that too. I guess they bump into each other. And you can't have that,
Well, only if you let it bump into each other. At some point in your life, you got to stand in your truth. And you get to decide what that is, you know, for whatever it is you. Believe you me, I have no say in it one way or the other. We have pastors who listen to this show, and I've done readings for reverends and pastors. Now, they may not stand up and tell the congregation.
Exactly.
You know. Whatever floats your boat, because it's not about that here. We welcome everybody here from
all
sides, and it's beautiful because we all can learn from each other. And again, the main thing that I'll tell you is you got work, and so
I got work.
You got to work. Go put that Britney song on. Britney gonna say you want to have
my and I.
You
I
want a husband?
You
better work, bitch. You better work.
I have one question to ask you.
Yes.
Do you know about Bobby Hemmett?
Yes, I do. And I just spoke to them last week. I spoke to Linda and also Brother Bobby as well. And he is definitely recovering. And I do. Bobby is so close to my heart, and so many reasons that all of us is here at this particular time. Yes, you can still give to the You Care Fund for Brother Bobby Hemmett. You can do that and go to the Facebook Remix Radio page and get that information. There you can order the stimulus check, 678 358-1055, and you can call, and Queen Linda will get that out to you as well. And, yes, Yeah, so always close my heart. I love Brother Bobby Hammond and Linda. They both are amazing. And thank you so much for bringing their energy in here. And we would love to hear how this goes for you. But don't hold that energy in here, buddy, because I don't want you coming to me for a holistic reading later telling me some things done gone wrong, because now that you got a man, you got all these issues because you didn't messed up your uterus and messed up your heart because, you know.
Okay, sister. Well,
all right.
From me again.
All right. Well, peace and love to you.
Peace
and your daddy takes you and loves and hugs to you, too. Your father is very close to you at this time. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Beautiful. Wow. Okay, then. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you guys. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to go to the next caller. And again, we're just kind of bouncing around here. So many of you guys on the phone lines, whoa. Let's just go down here. Let's go. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. Let's go down to 267. You're live in Remix.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Who's on the line? Wonderful. Who's on the line?
Alexander.
Who?
Alexander.
Alexander.
Yep.
And where are you calling from, Alexander?
Oh, Philadelphia.
From who?
From Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm sorry, I've been up all day. We could still talk for 1 minute.
Well, you press one, Alexander.
I know. I understand that. I support shows like this. So, can you give me a general, oracle reading?
I can give you, nothing I do is general, but I definitely can give you a reading. But first, I want to ask you, tell us in one word what your week has been like.
Hectic.
It's been what?
Hectic.
It's been hectic. And you come from Philly, huh?
Yeah.
And so tell me what you want to get more insight into. I'm going to let you share that with us since you would like to get a reading. What would you like to get more insight into?
Relationship.
Say it again.
Relationship.
Relationship with who? With you?
Yes. No, with somebody from the opposite sex.
With somebody from the opposite sex, like in general, or somebody specific, mm-hmm. like a current relationship?
No, just anybody. Do you see anything in the future?
You want that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, want that. Okay, because let me guess, you've never had a relationship.
No.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
No, I didn't ask you what you knew. Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You don't know why you never had a relationship before?
Mm-hmm.
Never. So you never approached the opposite sex, as you called it, because I think you kind of scared to say that word as woman. You scared of that word?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you do for recreation?
Oh, write.
What do you write?
Creative stuff.
Let us hear some of your creative stuff.
No, it's written. Oh, no, it'll paint. That song type thing is written.
You said what now?
So you can't read it?
No, I don't. It's like stuff I do privately. You know what I mean?
Well,
how old are you?
33.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I remember you called in before. Pretty interesting brother there. You never had a relationship. You're a very private brother. You don't open up. You don't want to let nobody in, but yet you want a relationship. So you say.
Do you see anything wrong? Okay, do you see anything wrong with it?
Wrong with what?
My situation.
No. If you don't have to have a relationship. Who told you that? I mean, you've been living 33 years without a relationship. How could anything be wrong with that if that's not what you want?
What do you see in it?
What do I see in what?
In being in a relationship.
I see that you don't want a relationship. That's why you don't have it.
I never thought of it like that, man.
Yeah, you know, I could entertain you, but I don't think I'm not going to do that. That's not going to help you. I do think you do need to get some help and support.
In terms of what? In terms of what?
In terms of you getting yourself in the position so that you cannot be high and trying to have a conversation. Yeah. So I would suggest that you plant some really good seeds and, you know, sit back and listen and, you know, get you a good support system. It's a lot of brothers and sisters out in Philadelphia that does a lot of work. That can help you get yourself back into balance. And then those things that you're looking for, you can find. So there you go. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh. I don't know. Why do people like to call a remix when they high?
Especially with us. Especially with us. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Who? You so high, but you know 646-652-2711. You know how to do that. Oh, bless his heart. That's okay, because the other brother got his stuff together. I think I don't
know. He did.
I wrote it much. He got himself. He said he's no longer high.
He did.
Rehabilitated himself. So I guess that's a good purpose for that, huh? All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. 678-6837. You want me to give out your whole number? You better say something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Bring them out, bring them out.
No, I'm sorry. The phone was acting crazy. This is Jessica. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Jessica got it together, though, didn't she? Hey, Jessica.
Yes, she did. Hi. Don't start, Miss Blue. Don't start.
Okay. I won't start, Jessica. Tell us how the week has been, Jessica.
When you first asked the question, the first word that popped into my head was shit. But after thinking about it, it wasn't that bad. It could be better, but yeah.
You know what, Jessica? Jessica said her week was shit. Your week was shit. I don't know if I ever had a shit week. I have to think about that. I don't think I have. I've had some weeks. But that's a good one. That's a new one. Okay, all right. Okay. Just want to let you know, Sunchild Ra said not too stanky.
Not too stanky. No, it wasn't too stanky. Not at all.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to remind everybody we got 5 minutes to go in the forum. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're about to go into the after hours, worst behavior with me and
Esther and Magellan
and Patches in the back. And hear them in the back. And yes, we didn't leave y'all out. So we're going to go in the after hours. You know what to do. You want to hear the rest of the show, you need to be on the phone lines because we're going to be still dropping some more goodies. It's tons of you guys out there still listening. And we're just loving the share tonight. We're just doing behavior tonight, giving some readings and just talking about our week, doing what we do in the remix. You guys know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. Love it and leave a comment. Love it on iTunes. Love it on Twitter. Love it all over and leave a comment as well. Don't forget, for those of you who are self-invested in that, that we're going to be self-invested. All right, Jessica, so you wanted a reading.
Yes. Well, actually, I want to see if you could pull a card for me.
Okay, let me pull a card from the Kim deck for you.
Please.
I certainly will. What's the question? What's the question?
Oh, gosh. I got so much I want to know. Let me just pull one.
Yeah, but we need to know what we're pulling for, and especially since you know I broke my thumb, so it's a little difficult for me to be shuffling. That's okay. So I need to shuffling for a reason.
I'm sorry.
I'm over here trying to shuffle. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. I'm doing it for you, Jessica. So we need to get to asking a question, and you need to tell me when to pick and tell me what the question is. Well, hold the question and just tell me when to pick.
Okay, pick.
All right, so I have a card. Now tell us the question.
It was more so I needed some direction. Is that kind of the question?
Yeah, that's the question. You needed direction in your love life.
No, life in general.
Nah.
Life in general. I have a lot of stuff going on right now.
You sure do. Okay. So here's the card I pulled for you in the Kim deck. The card that came up was Know Your Magic.
Mm.
And this really, whenever Know Your Magic is coming up, really what this is saying at this particular time is that it's really time for you to take some action. Kind of what I see you doing, you know, it's kind of like you knowing you got to jump over the little river, you know, how you were created and there's like little water going through and you got to jump over to the other side. You're stalling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want jump. You don't want to jump. You know, so everybody else is on the other side. They're like, come on, Jessica. Come on, Jessica, girl, you can do it. Jump, jump. You need to jump.
Yeah.
You need to jump. You need to take action. And this is really what Knowing Your Magic is about. It's about really living your life with a purpose and really on a more deeper, authentic level of purpose. And you're not doing that right now. So it's about you taking action and beginning to move yourself forward and really embracing sort of the possibilities that are going to be there for you. You understand? So you're kind of operating from that place of fear, but there is nothing to fear. You know, you need to jump. You need to go forward. It's almost like giving birth. You understand?
Right.
Nobody's going to be able to prepare you for it. You know it's going to happen. But just kind of walk out there and move yourself forward and really take those things into consideration. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice. Very true. Okay. And, okay, now I have another question.
When
you said move, it kind of stung me a little bit. One of my situations is I'm contemplating moving back home to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know is that what I need to be focusing on right now, or is that just to stay where I'm at?
Mm. Well, two things. One, we got 58 seconds in counting. The number one thing I want to tell you guys is download, and make sure you're on your worst behavior. Download. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys. We'll be on Twitter, and we'll be there. on Twitter, but just want to let you guys know that the number one thing I want to tell you is that right now, what I see for you walking forward is that there's a lot of uncertainties going on. And I don't see your home life as being stable for you at this particular time. I actually almost see you kind of living like out of a bag.
Well, that's, you know, it's up in limbo. The condo that I'm in has been sold. So it's kind of like I don't really know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that makes sense why I see you kind of living from place to place and not sure what you want to do and, you know, how you want to do that. When I think about you going back home to North Carolina, I don't see a bad thing about that because I see you'll be closer to family in that perspective. And so it'll give you an opportunity for you to kind of step into your silence a little bit more. You've been kind of making a lot of noise the last couple of years. And it's kind of that time for you. Oh, gosh, I don't know if that came out right, but you know what I'm saying.
No, it did.
You know, it really is about you step into your silence and really knowing that what's going to happen throughout this silence of you sort of kind of going within. It'll give you a chance to kind of pause a little bit because you have been kind of getting your hustle on. You've kind of been doing what Brittany has said. You've been working. You understand? But this will kind of give you an opportunity to have more of your powers being born within you through that silence. Because there's a whole lot of stuff within yourself that you want to do and you want to be able to kind of put it together. And it's still kind of jumbled up. But taking sort of that pause under the resting tree, I feel real good about it. When I think about you going back to North Carolina, it feels good. It feels very stable. But yet it also feels very misty, you know, and whenever I get that kind of misty, kind of mystical, magical feeling, I think a lot of things will unfold for you there. Going back home feels pretty good. I think you need to keep that open as an option. Because some of the choices that you'll have to make right now are things that you not so much really want to do, you know. Right. And so if they're not sacrifices that you want to make, then, you know, why not go back home? I think it's great that you have an opportunity to go back home. Some people don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel good about you going back to North Carolina. And I mean, that's a whole nother story.
What? say it. What?
No, that's okay.
No, what?
Stop playing. Oh my God, that just slipped. Woo! Yes,
say
but
it.
No, it really is. It feels good, and you know, there's something waiting for you back there. You already know that.
It is. Hold on, Miss Blue. What are you talking about, Willis?
It's all good. It's a good feel. If you decide to stay there and kind of work it out, I think that that'll be good for you too. But honestly, it feels really good for you to kind of go back home at this time, you know, especially since you haven't made provisions for your next step.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Stepping into silence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let us know how it works out for you. Either way, it'll be great, but it feels, I feel really good when I see you back at home. I feel really good about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you. It took me a while to ask you that question because I wanted to ask you that like last week, the week before that.
So why didn't you?
Because honestly, I don't know. Like, it's I'm stuck. Like, I enjoy it here, but home is, you know, home is always home.
Yeah.
So it's like home. My comfort zone, and I didn't know if it was meant for me to be in my comfort zone or to be, you know, in a new environment to really, you know, bring out what I'm supposed to be doing with myself.
Right. Well, and you've had a chance to experience that. I don't think you're going to stay home long. I think that that is just going to kind of be the resting place for you. You know what I mean? And then you're going to eventually transition yourself somewhere else from there. But it is a good place for you to go so that you can sort of kind of get in that place of stillness, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Hi, Esther. I didn't say hi to Esther. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. It's JP. JP Miss Walkup. It's me.
Oh, hey, JP. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. You all have a good night. I'll be on the line listening.
You too, sis.
Okay.
Take care.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us, wow, look at all of y'all on the damn line. 757 live in the remix. No.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Yes, he's talking to Empress Kashiba.
Hey, Kashiba.
Yeah, how y'all vibing tonight?
Ah, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, I called for a reading. I've been on the call lines and most of the nights with Joan, but, you know, most of the time you'd be going off early.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's some busy weeks over here, a whole lot going on. We got the priestess. We got.
Yes.
Invested.
Yeah, I was calling to see what you see in my future, what you see in my life. Even though I do have the energy, but you still have to get power and energy from others because you got to put the energy together to work together.
There you go. I just love your spirit. I just love it. I do love it. Yeah. It's busy. You know, I do readings all week long, but I still take joy in being able to just kind of, you know, hang out with the Remix family here. Let's take a look. How was your week? If you had to describe your week in one word, what would that word be?
You up there?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what would your week be like if you had to describe it in one word?
Well, most of one word, my week has been like I have I keep power and energy. I give people a lot of advice. I be, you know, giving people energy about certain things. I give a lot of wisdom and advice.
Yeah, okay. So one word, if you had one word, what would that be? Long
relationship.
Relationship.
What do you see in relationship in my life? I mean,
okay. Mhm. Okay. Okay. Let me get focused because I'm all over on Twitter. They are really going on.
I knew you was on Twitter. I knew it. I knew it was looking up. Yeah. It's a whole lot going on, y'all. It's a whole lot going on.
Okay. Let me get myself together. So relationship is really where you want to take a peek at tonight, where you want to just kind of take a look and take a peek. Well, you know, one of the great, beautiful things about relationships is that we have a relationship with everything. We have a relationship with our family, with our friends, with ourselves, you know, people we meet, new relationships are being formed every moment, every second. So relationships are very, very very, very grand is what I want to say. And when it comes to having sort of that future relationship, the one thing I want to talk to you about is I see you, Shiva, when it comes to this role of relationship, and I see you sort of coming out and going into a relationship. So that tells me that you just came out of a relationship.
Yeah, I'm still in a relationship, but I'm a person where the energy that I vibe with the relationship is, I know men's going to be what they want to be and do what they want to do, but I'm the type of person where I done good before you, I done good after you, with you, and I do good without you.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Hold on. That's like wrong on so many levels, but let's just, yeah. I'm going to be open-minded about it. But I really want to talk about this relationship because I see this in and out. And so maybe that is just what you described. So sometimes mm-hmm. you feel like you're in the relationship and other times you don't. I also see a great amount of distance, almost two different masses going on here. So where is this relationship? Is this long country relationship going on?
A long country?
Long distance. I see two different masses of places. So help me understand. Is that person right there with you in this relationship? Where are they at? Why do I see so much distance between you and them?
I have one friend in Virginia.
And what state do you live in? Help me put this piece of puzzle
together.
And they live in Virginia Beach too.
Uh-huh.
But y'all don't see each other often.
Okay, the one in Virginia Beach, I see him every day.
Okay, so there's another person?
No, I just have friends like in Texas and New York.
Okay, because you said one of them, implying that there was more than one. I mean, if it is, that's your business, but I just see there's distance in this relationship.
Oh, distance. So explain the distance now. You mean like the person in your life is like they're dealing with others? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I don't know if I'm really saying that for you, but I see that there is some sort of distance. I mean, here's the thing, okay? When I say distance, two things. It's either going to be different places, that this person lives in one place and you live in another, or there is energetically, there is a great distance between you two.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that to you? There's distance.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's distance in the relationships. And so at this particular point, I mean, you're grown. You understand what I'm saying. You call it for what you want. I mean, there's a lot mm-hmm. of things in this relationship that you two agree on, and it's a whole lot of shit y'all don't come out of eye on.
You're right, and I'm a mind speaker, and I can feel people's energy. Yes, definitely that.
Yeah. So then let's go back to my original question to you. Why is there so much distance, and why are you even calling this a relationship?
You're right. Why is there so much distance? You're true that, indeed.
You see?
I don't know. The person that's in the relationship with me wants to get married, but I am totally undecided.
Okay, so you're the problem. So
well,
you're the problem.
You know, mm-hmm. when you feel certain energies or certain things, you ain't going to push yourself into things when you already feel the energy and stuff of what's going on.
And that's true. Well, then here's the thing about that whole thing. If you already know it's not right, I don't know about you, but I just kind of leave this shit alone altogether. I'm not playing with you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, like, really, what kind of message are you sending to yourself? If you pick up something and you pick up that something's not right, this is not the person you should be with, then why are you with them?
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, the person I do care a lot from, but they just like to hang out. I mean, I'm not a hanging out person. I'm a person that like to meditate, the energy, you know, I do stuff like that.
Honey, let me tell you something. Get your panties out of a bind, because mm-hmm. life is, you're going to be spiritual to the day you die. You understand?
That's
you came here recognizing your spirit. If you want to go hang out with your man, that is not going to take away from who you are.
Yeah.
Don't become so spiritual that you don't know how to live life, because then that defeats the whole purpose.
I'm a type of person never did really hang out. Always been a person that read and vibes and
okay.
meditate.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Right. So let me ask you, then how did you attract somebody that doesn't do none of that shit?
I don't know.
I mean, real talk. Yeah. How you bring somebody in your life that ain't even about none of that? How does that work?
I don't know how that happened, but it did.
You know how it happened. You read energy. Come on now. You can't punk out now. Don't now all of a sudden you don't know. You see, I'm saying to you is because it is more than just that, and you were able to see more than just that. If you want to be in the relationship, then be in the relationship, but it's really unfair to have one foot in and one foot out. It's unfair to the other person, and it's also unfair to you. So you want to know where the future is going, you already know where it's going. It's not going to be a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't need me to tell you that. You figured that out.
Yeah, you did, definitely.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's about you sort of kind of, you guys sort of kind of meeting each other, you know, 100% when you're there. And some of those things are going to be things that you don't want to do. When you have people you care and you love about, you do things that you wouldn't normally do. You understand? It's not about that's not a compromise. You understand? But that's because I love you, and I'm gonna be open to see how you see the world, and I want you to be open to see how I see the world, and we can see the world together. You understand? That's a part of a relationship because relationships take a whole lot of work.
That's true. That.
You think doing readings take work? No, that ain't no work. Relationships, that should take work. And you are constantly in the place of working with that relationship. So, you know, don't try to use your spirituality as an excuse for you not to participate in a relationship that you called into being. Because that's unfair.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? That's unfair.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, that's like you coming over to my house, and then when you get here, I tell you I'm going to be in my room because I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. What? What you call me over here for?
That's true that indeed. True that indeed.
Yeah. So be present. Be both feet in and plant some healthy seeds in your relationship for the future. And then you won't have to guess. You won't have to guess. You can live the future right now in the relationship. You don't have to wait for that to come. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And kind of close the gap on some of that distance y'all got going on over there. Because I don't know what y'all over there doing. I don't know what kind of relationship that is.
Me either is always a distance. That's true, that, you know. I'm a person that, you know, used to mostly, you know, wait, not all the time to be with somebody, but at least sometime, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he in the juke joint, you know, you in the temple. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm not in the temple. I'm not none of them temple people. I don't do none of that.
Well, you know, your body is your temple.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
You know, so, you know, get out and shake a tail feather. Do something. Put your pumps on, you know. Go out. Go see what he got going on. At least you can then say that you made an honest assessment about what you think he's out there doing. Because you don't know at this point because you ain't with him.
That's true, that indeed, yeah. And that's true, that indeed. You don't know. The person can say anything. Oh, I'm not. You think I go by word of mouth, not this one?
Well, you know, at some point you need to trust the person you're in a relationship with, too. That needs to come into play. You know?
I do trust them. Yeah, definitely I do. But, you know, it's not the person that you're trusting. It's just the atmosphere.
No. I disagree. It's the person. Because you damn sure can't change the atmosphere. That's been around forever.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's the person.
Yeah.
And as my mama say, can't nobody make you do nothing.
That's true indeed.
All right.
Along this, and I have just a friend in Texas, and then I have a friend in New York.
You sound like you're doing a whole lot of moving around over there, my sister. I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Huh? No, we're just friends, you know.
Yeah, I hear you when you say friends, but we talking about your man. So how they get in this category with your man? I'm trying to figure that one out.
No, they're just friends. They're just someone to talk to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why you need somebody to talk to?
Why you don't have female? You know, sometimes they have someone to talk to, you know. More for someone to talk to, too, you know?
I hear you, player.
No, I'm not like that now. No, I'm not that.
No, it's all good, and I'm not going to say that you can't have friends, because I certainly do understand that. I'm just being a little facetious here, but yeah. I will tell you this. Plant your seeds where you want your energy to grow. And so if you're planting your seeds all over the place, but you're not planting them with the man that you want to be with, then you already know when they start to take root and they start to sprout, it ain't going to be nowhere around him.
Well, that's true there.
All right.
All right. Peace and blessings and whole fucking love to both of y'all.
Ah, you too.
Peace and love to you, sir.
That's right. Close them gaps up. Close them gaps up. Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right. Peace and love.
Sisters, gotta love the sisters. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 713. You're live in the remix. Worst behavior. Who's on the line, please?
Can you hear me?
We can hear
you. Yes, we can hear you. Hey, it's Kay.
Greetings, Kay. Where are you calling
Kay.
From?
I'm calling from Houston.
You're calling from Houston. You're calling from H-Town.
Yes. Okay, right. And I just,
No, we didn't
yeah,
say anything.
I just pressed the call in, and so I'm like really surprised that I got in.
No, I seen you press the button, and I said it would be really funny to catch this person completely off guard.
Yeah, okay, all right, so you did it. okay, so my week has just felt like a lot. So that's the word that I have for my week. And my question, or the thing that I need more clarity on, is about passion and purpose. I felt that for the longest time, I was just really, really focused on, like, what was my purpose in being here. So I know it's with working with women and helping women to heal. And when I'm actually doing the work, it feels really good. I feel the pull to help. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like I kind of lost my own passion along the way. So right now, I'm at a point where it's kind of, there's not too much clarity doing the work because I keep closing off my heart. Like, literally, I can feel that. So I kind of want to know, like, how to tap back into that for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a question that I get asked a lot. I think it's beautiful question. You talk about two of the things. I like to talk about PP, passion and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The PP, you know, because it can get a little tricky when you start to think about what you're passionate about and sort of what your purpose is. The number one thing is we're always living our purpose. How could you not? You understand? And 444 trillion. You're always living purpose. You should always know that. That's the thing to stand true in. And then the other thing is passion. Sometimes we get passion mixed up with ambition.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the truth. Mm-hmm. We think we're so passionate about it. We do it for like 20 minutes and it's like running Have you ever seen a sprinter try to run long distance? They asses out of wind. They like, and you looking at them like, but I thought you could run fast. They can. Mm-hmm. Short distance. They can't do a long run. You understand? And so I also know, and I see this within my own work, within my own self, is that the work that we want to do so much, the work that we want to share, that work that we want to help others with, is the work that we need to learn for ourselves.
Right.
And what happens sometimes is when we don't approach it that way, we do get lost. Because somehow we think we're doing some grand service for the world. No. This is why I often joke, and I say it many times, every time I'm doing a reading, I'm doing a reading on me.
Right.
You understand? So all this healing that you want to do to help women heal, know that that's you that need the healing. But along the line, you forgot that.
Well, I knew the part about me needing healing. Like, I still am working on that within myself. But is this, like, the joy that I see some of these women getting? And I don't mean just from me. I just, you know, when they get better with whatever they're doing in their life. And I don't feel that.
That's a part of the human experience. And, you know, if you say that you help somebody and they get joy and you don't feel anything from them getting joy.
It's for them.
It's for them. But let me tell you something. You ain't that bad that you can separate your ego from that. You ain't that bad. Don't even tell me that. If a woman came up to you and said, I just want to let you know you changed my life, you going to tell me you don't feel that?
No, I feel something. I do feel something from that. I just think I just spend a lot of time just really, really kind of being okay and being happy with other people being happy. And I'm finally at a point where I'm like, okay, well, can you do this for yourself? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, how can I?
Yeah, and that's why I told you along the line you forgot that this was for you. See, because there's no way that I'm on this journey and I done left my ass somewhere. You understand? See, you left your ass somewhere. So now you think, well, okay, so I see all of y'all smiling, jumping up and down. What the hell about where am I at? You look back there and then you are sitting on the bench somewhere waving, talking about, hey, I was waiting on you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, when that happened, it doesn't mean throw the towel in. It doesn't mean retreat. We've done something completely terribly wrong. It doesn't mean that. It just means that you need to begin to just re-examine your own personal journey, and then you need to begin to launch it again. That's it. That's all it means. It's not something for you to sit there because I see you contemplating day and night and, oh, I just did this and I'm, you know, it's all of this craziness in your energy that's really going on. But it's a part of the journey. It's a part of you learning. You understand? It truly is a part of your own sexual healing that you need to do for yourself. You can't leave yourself out. You can't.
Right.
You can't leave yourself out.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. You kind of left yourself back. So you just, it's just the time for you to kind of take a step back, take a look at what's there, what you've done, because you don't want to get bitter in the work, because that's a sign that you're out of alignment with it. You understand? Your heart hasn't closed up. Your heart hasn't closed up. What happened is you just had your conscience talk to you. So that's what the show was tonight. The worst behavior. So that's what your conscious mind is saying. Remember, nigga? Remember? What are you doing? What are you doing? For real, what are you doing? You fat about us.
Right.
So that's the metaphor of the song. that really it's his higher self talking to him like, I got to snap you out of this because somehow you're going in the wrong direction for this. But even in that, it is a lesson to be learned for you. You understand? And it's just going to make you that much stronger. It's going to make you that much focused. And regardless, because sometimes we don't want to give ourselves the opportunity to grow. We want things to stay the same. Everybody quotes that quote and says, oh, nothing stays the same but change and change and this and that. And then as soon as something changed, we're all like two-year-old babies crying somewhere. Ah, you know, it changed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see? So that may have been a part of your journey at that particular time, but it's not even a place for you to define. You understand? You just
okay.
You got a clue. It's not for you to define. You're making decisions based on no kind of, you have no substance for making it.
Mm-hmm.
So get in tune with yourself. Drop back down in your body. Go pick your ass up off the bench. And bring yourself where you need to be, and then be able to take a look and see how you want to begin to launch your journey. Like, that is one of the most beautiful things in the world. You know, that's something to be celebrated, that you recognize that. You know how there's so many sisters in particular and so many brothers who work their whole life. They end up being 50, 60 years old and discover that they left the ass on the bench?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how far back they got to go get themselves?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you kind of woke up like, when Muhammad Ali knocked old boy out. You just dazed right now. You just dazed. You know how a boxer gets dazed and he just kind of looking around, he don't know, but he pulling himself together. You just got dazed. But you can still go get yourself.
Right.
You still can see you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to
mm-hmm.
be in the position where some people can't see themselves. That's how far they done left themselves. They so far out there, they don't even know how to go back and find themselves.
Yeah.
So that's
okay.
It. It's just an opportunity for you to launch your journey. Again, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's almost like, you know, using the dragon speak when they say, scratch this, and you get to go back and do it again. Imagine how much more in tune, how much more focused you're going to be. Imagine how much more knowing you're going to be, not for anybody else, but for yourself. That's
mm-hmm.
power. That's power,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but your heart is not closed.
Okay.
Not at all.
I feel like I try to shut it down sometimes, but okay.
Yeah, well,
that's
we
a good
all,
thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. We all try to shut that down, but your heart is not closed. In fact, you're actually feeling way too much.
We'll just balance that out and get back in tune. Okay.
That's it. That's it. You can do it. You got it. You better work.
Right. Right. Okay.
All right. Well, peace and
well,
love to
you.
And let us know how it goes. Peace and love. Peace and
okay.
love.
Have a good evening.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 501, let me give out your phone number. Hold on a second, because y'all be playing here. 501-7.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Yeah, we can hear you.
How you doing, Miss Blue and Esther?
Okay, greetings.
Hey,
who's on the line?
This is Ryan from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
This the real Ryan?
Yes, this is the real Ryan. I'll see you saw my tweet, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling like Rappy from The Christmas Story trying to get through to you today.
Oh, well, you are definitely through. You are. Tell us about your week.
Ooh, my week. Like a roller coaster.
Interesting. All right. Beautiful. Like a roller coaster. Well, that could be a good thing and a bad thing. I don't know, because I don't ride roller coasters, so you have to help me out with that one. But I got a good visual on it. I already know.
Just kind of up and down. Mainly in business, with a lot of the different ventures I'm involved in. One day I'm just so, you know, excited and passionate about what I'm doing, and then the next day is, I don't know, it almost feels like a burden, like I'm not getting anything done. So I almost feel unproductive.
Oh, okay. All right, so what's your question for me?
I was hoping to get a reading to see, you know, some direction, where I am, you know, as far as business goes. I kind of feel like I'm all over the place. I'm spread out in a lot of different things, and I don't know. I feel like I'm close to a financial breakthrough, but it's just some obstacle in the way that I just can't seem to get past.
Yeah. Well, the number one thing, I'm going to tell you this, the number one thing is that I understand what you mean by financial breakthrough, but one of the things for you is that you're a very creative brother and you do have a vision. Unfortunately, did I say that damn word? I said it. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to stick with it because I said it, but unfortunately, you're living someone else's dream.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to hear what I'm saying. You're living someone else's dream and not your own. And so when you live someone else's dream, you really don't get a say-so on how the timing comes back to you. Is that fair? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's my dream, you don't get to tell me when the balloons need to go. If it's my birthday party, you don't get to tell me when to sing happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
You don't get to say, Blue, we need to open up gifts. No, you don't tell me that. It's my birthday. So this is kind of when you're living someone else's dream. Now, I want you to not take that too completely out of text. I think it's okay that you have these other avenues that you're working on, but you have so many ideas of your own. How come, Ryan, you aren't promoting those? How come you aren't doing that?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it's uncertainty, I guess it would be, or indecisive. I'm real critical on everything that I do.
Yes. And as a result of that, people are very critical of everything you do. See how that works? They just give you back what you want. They think you want that. You understand? So you got to let go of the judgment. That's the number one thing. Right now, where you are is in a place, you actually have three spirit guides that are around you, but you're in the place where you're coming into your own power. And one of the things about coming into your own power, and that's just metaphorically for really recognizing those things that are within you, is that you've been really kind of in your own cell, locked in your own cell. And so even though you can recognize other people who are highly creative, when it comes to you, you don't recognize that within yourself. So what I would advise you to do, this is what I would tell you to do. I want you to start with a clean slate. A clean, like almost like a whiteboard. And I want you to write out something for yourself. I want you to write out a plan for yourself. I want you to build something out for yourself. And I want you to put that up. I want you to see your own vision in something. Not that somebody else's vision, but your vision of what that is. And I want you to be playing Drake's Worst Behavior the whole time so you can remember that it don't have nothing to do with anybody else. This is about you because you need to see your vision. And right now you can't. You're looking through someone else's eyeglasses. And I don't know if you've ever put on anybody else's glasses, but sometimes that shit can make you very dizzy. Y'all still with me?
We here.
Oh, his call dropped. Well, hopefully he'll hear the end of what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying to you, Ron. You need to come into your own power. You need to create something for you. Step out of that place of fear and really just get into some fresh thoughts, some divine exchanges, and really just create something for yourself. And stop chasing wealth and start really expressing your creativity. The money will always follow you wherever you go. Wherever you go. But it's kind of hard to see clearly. You know that song, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. You're not going to see clear through someone else's glasses. So put on your own glasses. And once you can see the picture clear for you, then you can always deal with anyone else's glasses. But first they need to come from you, because you are coming into your own power. And that's critical. That's key. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know how many more minutes we got, but we're just going to keep going. 404. 404, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Esther.
Hi. Hi. Who's on the line?
This is Tammy from Atlanta.
Tammy from Atlanta.
That's me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what am I supposed to tell you how my week was?
Mm-hmm.
First?
Yes.
Okay. I guess if I was to describe it in one word, I would say moving.
Okay. Moving.
Yeah.
Mhm. All right.
And
beautiful.
And I'd like to know if I could get a mini reading.
Yes. Mhm.
Thank you. Concerning my my spirituality / vision for my life.
Ooh, you said for your life, girl.
Well,
a mini reading on that. Wow.
For your life.
Wow.
Oh, my life. Okay, well, we can definitely take a look. I'll tell you the number one thing that I see. I actually see, and this is beautiful because I don't see this too often, but I actually see a farm. And on this farm, I see where the plants are just, you know, where they're starting to take sprout and they're starting to come out. And this is about you and where you are right now in your life. Right now in your life, what you're doing is you're cultivating sort of prosperity for yourself. Does that make sense when I say that? That you're in the process of cultivating prosperity for you. So this is a really, really great place for you at this time. It really is about sort of, if you can think of it this way, that the universe is just sort of pouring sort of abundance into your life. So lots of great things are happening. All kinds of stuff is going on for you. It's like things are just kind of, pieces are moving themselves where they need to be. You know?
Well, yeah, in my spirit, I feel that. I do feel that.
Yes. Well,
I don't see it in the visual yet, but I feel it. I feel it at peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. And you said something that's key. You don't see it in the physical yet, because just like if I were to plant a seed today, I'm not looking in the morning trying to see if the plant done grew. It takes time to cultivate it. Remember I told you I've seen the garden. You know, things have to germinate. The roots have to germinate. They have to sort of kind of plant themselves in the soil. And then they have to get the sunlight, you know, get the rays from the ray. And they have to get the water. And it takes time to cultivate that. So this is what you're doing at this time. You're cultivating those things of prosperity that's being sort of kind of poured to you. The key for you here has a lot to do, and we'll stay textbook with this, with your throat chakra. It has to do with the communication that you're having with yourself and through your thoughts. And that is, are you going to be a believer about what you know to be true or based on what you see through this illusionary world? Because believe it or not, this reality that we live in makes up 1%. That's it. 99.9% of what the true reality is that which is within us. So all night we've been talking about living from the inside out, not living from the outside in. So
yeah.
Basically what I'm telling you at this time, your garden looks beautiful. And it's so many things that is going to be cultivated out of this, what you're planning at this time. Don't mess it up with a bad vision.
Okay.
So it's definitely about you going what you know. And then what will happen is once that you start to internalize that and that frequency begin to embed itself into your essence of who you are, your energy, and it start to filter itself out, it will start to show itself up into this physical reality. But if you're looking from the outside in, you will never see those things transform themselves. Not that way.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's about you communicating your truth, communicating that to yourself on a higher level. It really is about speaking your truth and really facing those things that is a little tough for you to face because you've been through some ups and downs here lately.
Yeah, I have.
To say the least, you have.
Right.
Yeah, to say the least. But the good thing is
right.
You have 7 spirit guides with you, and 7, not only is that the number of God, Goddess, and just the God number, but it's also the number of luck. And so you will find that things will happen in your favor, and people will start to say, girl, you're just so lucky, because you have this 7 spirit guides here. And they really are here to open up that portal and that gateway for you. But usually whenever I see these 7, I know that this is about that energy of luck. So you have that on your side. That luck maker is there for you. So really begin to live your life as though you already know what is going to be birth. Live it from a place of knowing and not from a place of guessing and hoping and wishing and thinking. It needs to come where you know what you're cultivating. You're very clear. So therefore, these thoughts that you normally have that weigh you down and sort of send you in a negative spiral, you can instantly stop that because of what you know.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Thank you.
It is.
That is. That's beautiful.
Oh, I just caught another picture. I want you to draw a picture. Draw a picture.
Okay.
A white piece of paper. Draw a picture of a beautiful garden and put it on your refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah. In feng shui, the refrigerator is a generator. It really brings in cool energy. But the kitchen itself, the whole kitchen, is all about prosperity. And make sure when you're cooking that you cook on your back burners. Because your back burners is what brings prosperity into your house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Well, beautiful. And then come back and let us know so you can activate those things in yourself. All right. Peace and love to
Thank
you.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Peace and love to you and Esther, too.
Peace.
All right. Beautiful. Oh. We're going to go to a Skype caller. It looks like a tune. A tomb 101.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
From London.
Peace.
Greetings, Esther. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, indeed. Nice to hear you.
Yes.
Nice to hear you, too.
Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
It's Adam.
It's Adam. Hey, Adam. I know.
Hey, Adam.
My week was challenged, but yet I'm happy with it.
Okay. Challenged, but you're happy with it. What time is it over there?
18 minutes past 7 a.m.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. Past 7 a.m. Okay, Adam, did you want a reading?
Yes, Miss Blue. Even though I know what I'm supposed to be doing,
okay.
I still have some challenge have a little sleep.
Well, I'll tell you this, Adam. You certainly don't have to get one, but the number one thing, I'm going to tell you what I see, okay? I'll tell you what I see. So this will be something to just support you and where you are. I see a horse, and I see a man on a horse with a flag carrying a banner. And, you know, horses really kind of help us move forward.
Okay.
If we were to think back to earlier times, one of the ways that we did get around was through horses. Horses help us in those transitional times. So this is really the time for you to just keep your courage and to be strong and to continue to move forward. Yes, and I see you moving forward because I see the horse going forward. So that's just positive confirmation for you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Nice to hear that. And another question. What is this conflict in my left shoulder, in my physical body?
Okay, it's in your left shoulder?
Yes.
Two things. One of the things I want to tell you, the shoulders is about the weight of the world. And I want you to think about your left shoulder, and I want you to think about the woman closest to you that is putting a lot of pressure on you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's your left shoulder. That's your left shoulder. So this is about you carrying the weight. What you can do is take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder. And take your two fingers, like the two fingers next to your thumb. What's that? Your middle finger and your pointer finger?
Yeah.
And I want you to tap right there. And as you're tapping, one of the things that I want you to say is that I am strong, I am safe, I am loved, and all is well in my world. Yeah. And then I want you to come to the center of your, right where your chest bone is, and tap there.
Sorry, say again?
To the center of where your chest is, and I want
yes.
you to tap right above your heart center on your chest. And tap there and just say, I am strong.
I am
loved.
I am loved.
I am at peace.
I am at peace.
And I am safe.
And I am safe.
And do those two right there in between that, where that is on your shoulder and then also where it is on your chest. Just to kind of relieve the tension that's in there. If you have a amethyst crystal, you can take the amethyst crystal and rub it on that area as you're still tapping too. So tap and then rub the amethyst crystal there. That's also going to release the stagnant energy in there. But this is about the stress and just sort of you wanting to be able to be that role model to handle these responsibilities for the woman that's close to you in your life.
Thank you very much, Miss Blue. I feel much better.
Beautiful, Adam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in and hold the line for us.
Peace, Adam.
Peace, sister. Bye-bye.
Bye. Aww. That was beautiful. Aww. It is nothing more beautiful than a brother really just, you know, really trying to take that weight for a sister. That's
genuine.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very genuine, very pure at heart. Okay, we're going to try to get one more call in here because we've been going strong all night. Let's go to area code 630. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Wow. Okay.
You know what?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Kevin calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Kevin from New Jersey.
Hi. My word for this week is frustrating.
Frustrating. Okay. All right. Okay. So, Kevin from New Jersey, word for the week is frustrating. All right. Okay. Did you want a reading, Kevin?
Yes. I just wanted some insight into my current job prospects. I've been interviewing the last couple of weeks, but I haven't really heard about any good news yet.
So you've been interviewing for the last couple of weeks and you haven't heard anything back from any of the places that you have interviewed for. In one of the places that you interviewed, some sort of factory or building or factory company or something?
No, I haven't interviewed for any factories lately, no.
So what kind of jobs are you interviewing for? I don't know why I see a big building, like a huge brown. I don't know what they do in the building. It may be a newspaper plant. It looks like something dealing with the, I don't know.
Well, I've interviewed a lot in Manhattan, so you're probably seeing different skyscrapers type buildings.
Yeah, this looks like a very old building, though. Like with doors that squeak.
No, I haven't actually. I've been looking in the field of social media, communications, things like that. More things over the internet.
Okay, more things over the internet, more things dealing with that kind of stuff. Well, I'll tell you this, I do kind of see something dealing with the newspaper, so I don't know, maybe you want to, I definitely want you to check into that. If you happen to go into a building that the doors are squeaking and they deal with something with newspaper articles or writing, some sort of printing, press company, factory or something, check that out.
Oh. Well, I just met with the staffing agency, and they're considering me for a position at AOL. And AOL does own the newspaper. They own the Huffington Post.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin, for letting me know I'm not completely crazy, because I'm like, well, why do I get that? Well, I feel really good about that. Thank you for that clarification. I think that that's going to work out well for you. Actually, in fact, you're in the process, and I'll just use this term for you, where you're actually giving birth. And so the job that you are going to give is really going to propel you deeper into your work, your physical work that you came back to the planet to do. But I see joy around you. And so within the next 8 days, you're gonna get confirmation. I really feel good about that job, that whatever they're producing there or doing or something. I feel really, really good about that position is going to come for you. And that you'll be doing something along those lines. But it's going to give you an opportunity where you can actually move yourself up so that you can get into the work that you really want to do. For some reason, I see you sort of on a board with a board in front of you, almost like, you know, when I was in design school, we used to have design boards. And it's almost like an architect table, but this table is more for articles and putting things together. A lot of publishing work. I see that that's eventually where you're going to go and have sort of this big position in publishing that's going to
The position is to be like a producer for their different magazines. I believe that's what it will entail.
Okay. Well, we cooking like hot grease right now, because that's what I've seen from you. I really did see that. So, yeah, it looks really, really good. You should have an answer within the next 8 days. And so some things that I want you to do is just to stay in complete alignment and be completely open for this, because it is something that you've been waiting for. You will. I feel really good about this. I really do, Kevin, and I believe you're going to get this. I really do see it because I see it kind of clear. And it's going to lead to some big opportunities for you. Yeah.